following is a digital media production.
Hey, so it's Kurt and Sherrod here, and apparently we've been moving up the rankings of podcasts.
I mean, that's almost accomplishing nothing, right?
Well, we can accomplish more. Go and rate our podcast on iTunes.
Go on iTunes right now, rate our podcast, give us a good score. You know, let's get the show bigger.
You know, we never cared before, but now that we got a taste of sweet rankings, we want more of it.
I want rankings all over my face.
So this week we got our pal, our boy Butter.
Yeah.
The band member Butter.
He's and a great musician. He's
lovely Nick Mullen.
And the lovely Nick Mullen that came in. We had some Laffy Labs and Bobby DeBono.
Johnny Fairplay call in.
Johnny Fairplay from Survivor called in. And
Johnny Fourplay.
We had everybody in the house.
It's what we do, baby.
This is Race Wars.
Race Wars. I have the power.
With Kurt Metzger.
You're out of your fucking mind, dude.
And Sherrod Small.
Settle down, bitch.
Race Wars.
Hola! We're back, bitches. Oh, good God Almighty.
Wow. Wait, why is my thing not there?
There we go. The best of Kurt. Why is my thing don't sound right?
It's just because I'm trying to avoid that song that I don't give a shit about.
The more you don't give a shit about it, the more I know it was the right choice.
White girls give me Becky.
It's like when
Eminem. My beautiful European queens giving Becky to this jungle beast in a song? No, thank you.
In a song, in the real life.
Thank God my grandfather's dead.
Nah, he knew.
He did not bayonet a jap in the face at Iwo Jima to have to hear.
Oh, white girl,
to have
give
to hear
Becky.
Wiz Khalifa. Who's the one that Kanye was yelling at? Was it Wiz Khalifa?
It was Wiz, yeah.
Wow.
See?
Did we ever find out why Kanye was...
We don't care. We know whose side we were on. Wiz Khalifa's.
Absolutely.
He's part of the show.
I am absolutely on Wiz Khalifa's
See?
Side.
So I chose wisely for that.
But I really want to know how he came out the side of his neck. So to speak.
I guess there's something. Lewis knows. Lewis, what happened in the hip-hop community with this whole beef between Kanye and
Kanye took a tweet wrong.
Okay.
Basically, Wiz Khalifa ended a tweet with KK.
And he was talking about his
Kanye
business.
Kanye thought it was about Kim Kardashian, but it was really about his own business.
His own business.
Right.
He took it wrong, mixed it up.
Oh, my God.
Kanye embarrassed himself. And then the girl got into it at the end and said, Kanye, shut up, because you like my fingers in your booty hole.
Well, friend of the show, Lisa Ann, said she started talking about his small dick.
Oh, my God. Butter's in the house. Let's introduce Butter, our guest. Musician extraordinaire.
Yes, we do mean the musician, not the
right
condom.
After small dick.
Yeah, that's right, small dick. Speaking of small dick, Butter's in the house. Butter!
Yeah, there's the introduction right there.
Explain to the people who you are, what you do.
Oh, man, I do an assortment of things.
That's true.
Musician, I've directed videos, I've written songs for artists, been on tour with artists.
Very talented son of a bitch.
Yeah, from that.
Every time I see his fucking videos, it makes me angry that he has so much talent.
But are you not a black Israelite like the other dude from Fat Black?
He's talking about Ron.
Yo, sometimes.
Well, what do you mean?
There we go. Yeah, scared a white man.
What do I mean? That I think
what
some
do you mean
of that,
by sometimes?
Get close to the mic.
I think some of that history is... correct.
Thank
like
you.
Which? The Bible part? Or the...
Yeah, some of it. You know what I mean? We go back to history and we start, you know, getting deep and we go back far enough. Some of that is true. Now, do I want to stand out in the corner?
Why?
With an outfit on and some leather bracelets?
On?
I don't want to do that part. But I'm
Next
down with the
Listen,
history.
Why don't you dress up like the Super Friends and get in the street and yell at white tourists? But what history is true? Is
the outfits
like, which
are
part?
Amazing.
Because we had them on and it's actually one of our more popular...
Ron Long.
Ron and his advisor.
And his boy. What's his boy?
And his advisor.
What's his boy? You know who I'm talking about.
The dude that looks advisor.
Like... Yeah, the guy looks like Scatman Crothers.
You know who I'm talking about. Ron's boy. The other musician dude.
Bass?
Yes.
Lenard?
Yes.
Oh, is that the guy?
Yes.
You had the hardcore.
It was hardcore.
Oh, it was hardcore. And the fans loved
it.
The fans loved it. We got to do part two.
They talking about the Hermetite? What do you call them?
Yeah, Hermetites.
Fucking cave Jew dum-dum book horseshit.
Kurt hates the Bible.
I can tell which part you didn't like.
But Lenard fucking... I thought he was going to tell me I had The Shining when I was looking.
No, that's what it was.
Hey, Doc!
Edomites.
Edomites.
Oh, my good Lord. Do you know where that came from, by the way, the black Israelites? They came from the Anglo-Israelites, which was a British cult that said European British people were the real Jews. And the guy
who stole it.
The guy who founded Black Israelites took that religion and switched the colors out.
No, that's not how it happened.
That's not the truth.
We can't go by that. And if you want to look up where that is, there's a great book called Kooks, where this lady compiles cuckoo religions.
Did y'all talk about Jew and the difference between Jew and Hebrew and Jewish?
Yeah.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, he let all those Jews in the room know they were not Jews. They were dirty fucking
Edomites?
Monkeys. Edomite white monkeys.
Well, yo, I needed your shit because I'm not going to tuned in that day. You know my email me. I need my man to email.
Sharada, you know my position.
Yeah.
Jesus is your imaginary friend. Make him whatever you want.
Jesus is a real person, by the way.
Well, I mean, at the moment.
Some people think he was like more than one person. Like a few people that were sort of like
Isn't he based on Zoroaster?
He was a couple of African dudes. That's what he was. He was a few African dudes.
He was Horus.
He was black.
He was Horus.
He was African.
He was African.
Yeah.
His original name was Horus.
Oh, let's not get into your dumb African. What was
he? No. He looked like Peyton Manning. You fucking white dummies.
I'll show you.
No, he was Peyton Manning. It was Peyton Manning. Horus. Jesus won the Super Bowl this weekend.
Do you know the name Horus?
Jesus won the Super Bowl.
He was a Jew. Jeff Goldblum is a fucking Jew.
Everybody in Ethiopia is a Jew. What's your point?
Okay,
80% of them?
No, for
50%.
Like,
this is what I want to know. What you got to do?
You said he's a Jew, like that means he's white.
Wait, hold on.
That's what you said. You said he's a Jew, like that means he's a white person.
It means he's not African. Which this is the same dumb argument we got into before.
And we're going to keep it. Christ. Welcome to the show.
You know,
what is it that turns around for you?
Hold on, what are you talking about?
Historically, we find out everyone was black.
So why do you fight
it
so much?
You're fucking
Why do you lose it like this? Why do you lose it when we're just having a conversation about it?
Because you say some inane nonsense, and then which I don't even give a shit about, and then you hold on to it.
I make you.
And by the way, when we can go back to the recordings that you were fucking wrong about Cleopatra when you said she was black.
No, I was right.
You were
wrong.
Hold up.
Thank you. Back and listen.
You're dumb. Yeah, no, we can't go back to the recording. So I was right.
And then
here's the thing, because now they say she's African. But here's how the conversation started in the first place. Elizabeth Taylor playing Cleopatra.
Right.
She said, "Why can't she play her? She's white."
Are you even in this conversation? Were you there for any of this? Do you hear the nonsense coming out?
Wait, that's what the conversation. Okay, that's not. Wait, that didn't start the conversation? Yes or no?
No, I just
because I brought up Elizabeth Taylor playing Cleopatra. That's how we started
talking
about it.
Who should play Cleopatra? A trans person?
Definitely. Yes.
Every role should be trans.
At least give Bruce Jenner
the orange or the new black trans one.
She would be perfect.
The whole conversation started
because
they laughed when I said, "Why would Elizabeth Taylor play Cleopatra?" And it's like, "Why wouldn't she?"
That's why they had
she was white, and then they say now, "Oh no, she was African."
Okay, listen, any listener, that's
my whole thing
show.
That it was ridiculous for Elizabeth Taylor to play her. So even if you thought she was African,
I'm so bored.
And so
it is.
Well, there's always a way out, Aaron. There's always a way out of here. There's always an exit.
If all these great people were fucking black, I mean, that doesn't look good for you. It looks like you fucking kind of blew it.
No. You've seen the Louis Theroux documentary, right?
How did we blow it? No. I'm doing the same thing you doing.
The Louis Theroux documentary on the black people.
We made it to the same point in the race.
Well, you're okay.
Me and you made it to the same point in the race, so how did we blow
it? First of all, I always said you're one of the good ones, and you know that, so be fair.
You did say that.
I have never said you were not one of the good ones.
I said the same thing about you. That's why we started the show. We got matching tattoos that say you're one of the good ones with arrows.
No, but the black Israelites, dude, it cracks me up because it's like, first of all,
you can't argue with
them because they always go to their dumb fuck Bible that, like, there's no, just logically.
So you don't believe in the Bible?
Of course not. Oh, okay. I read the fucking thing.
Okay.
Unlike these other people, I read it a lot.
This is a
good
thing.
Do you believe in it?
This is a good thing to talk about on Ash Wednesday.
Well, hold on. Do you believe in it as history, or do you believe in it as, like, some of it's history, some of it's parables?
Yeah, some of it's history, some of it's fables, some of it's an assortment of shit. And then, then I'm not with versions of Bible. You know, there's different versions. I don't know how you fucking have a version. There's versions of lies.
Yeah. The library with the lies.
There's only one fact.
Here's the beauty of it.
You can make it
say whatever you want.
God damn it, that's what the show's about. God damn it.
But I
Shelby, was that too loud? Sorry about that, Shelby. That was me.
That's the thing, arguing, like when we were talking to them, it was like so tedious because they would just go back to the same fucking That's brother, why we turn the scripture. Then.
When was that?
This was like a year ago. It was over studio. A year ago, maybe.
Oh, that was before you was up in here?
Yes, that was still at a stand-up New York Labs.
They were nice, though. I mean, they were nice.
They were great. Yeah. You know, I know Ron for over a decade. Yeah. One of the best bass players I've ever seen in my life. Life.
Ron is a true musician.
I'm telling you, the motherfucker can play everything.
Just about. Exactly.
But he's, you know, he is a... He's an angry motherfucker to be around. Sometimes. Absolutely. What he gets into his mood.
By the way, you know who I got to get on the show? A girl contacted me, this black girl contacted me on Facebook because her dad is a black Israelite and he's one of the ones you see in the videos all the time.
Okay.
Like their videos. Mm. And she's like me, like an ex-Jehovah who like can't believe that nonsense.
We have to bring
her. You're the Jehovah Witness?
Yeah. And see, I talked to her.
No, that doesn't explain something. Yeah. There you go.
But I want to get her on. You know what? I'm going to contact her.
You have a lot of partying and fun a lot.
You know, I'm not bitter against being Jehovah's Witness at all. Like,
I think it
all,
helped them in
a time. The kids in my class growing up, they had to leave the room during festivities.
That's let me tell you the best part of being Jehovah's Witness. Not giving a fuck about Christmas. Not giving a fuck about birthdays like a child. Not giving a shit. The only thing I wish
but
I could
have
celebrated.
But when you're a kid, the only thing you got to worry about Christmas is getting shit. Yeah. It's not a hassle.
Well, you know what? My
Christmas
mom,
was never a hassle as a child.
It's not that. It's when I really like that I'm not attached because when you see the way people, especially like suicides, go up at Christmas.
That's not true. Yeah.
It's not true.
That's a myth.
Oh, I wish it was true.
Do they go up during Valentine's Day?
Oh, I don't know. It would make sense, but I'm not sure.
And it's Valentine's time.
Yeah.
Oh, I got it. When I went to Montreal, I just did Comedy Works in Montreal.
We
got to
do that show up there for real.
We have a lot of fans up there.
Yeah, we got to go up there and take Race
But this girl
there.
Gave me a package. Because, you know, people are cool up there. They'll give you weed and shit when you go.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
You never are wanting for weed when you get there.
Oh, yeah. That's how I am when I usually land. I got somebody everywhere.
So I went with Karen, right? So we could hang out in Montreal. And this girl came, and I assumed it was weed. She's like, yeah, don't even open it until. And I'm like, it feels kind of flat. Is it hash? I don't know.
Yeah. But you took it nonetheless. That's cool. Yeah.
So then I didn't wait. I opened it up, and it was a construction paper card. With a vagina made out of construction paper. Like, she made a vagina card.
Right.
That said, Happy V-Day with an email on the back of it. So I guess that was like, email me for vagina. I don't know. It was a thoughtful gift.
So when you sent the email, what
herself?
Did you say in it?
I said, next time have some hash with it, and it's a done deal. Yeah. And maybe include my girlfriend. You know she's cool. You don't
what
have to fucking...
a weird thing to do as a girl. Oh, Aaron, God. Would you ever?
No.
Even for your favorite like rock star or somebody, would you ever see in time you doing?
I thought it was a lovely gift.
No.
I have to say.
It's weird.
I think... Learn origami to fuck somebody.
I would not. I cannot imagine any dick so Nick. Good. I would like learn how to fold paper all special.
Wow, you haven't met my friend Butter. Now get that paper ready. Because his dick, they don't call him Butter for nothing.
Does it have fortunes inside
Turn
the
Turn that butter, boy.
What I did have a weird, awkward Valentine's Day one time.
Okay, Why? What happened?
So I had just started a new job. This was years and years ago. This is back when I lived in Chicago.
Okay.
I just started a new job. It was Valentine's Day. I had recently broken up with somebody who was like a long-term, off-and-on-again boyfriend. But I had started dating somebody else. Like, and it was new. It was like a few weeks old.
Okay.
The person that I started dating was somebody that I worked with.
No.
And so I know I was stupid. I was like 24 or something. And
so stupid and full of just life.
I know, I was really stupid. So I come into work on Valentine's Day and I get a call from the like lobby and they're like, "Oh, you have something." So I went down, it's like this huge bouquet of like beautiful flowers, like my favorite kind. And I was like, "Wow, this is so sweet." I thought it was like, and it had a card that was like, "You know, from you know."
Like, see that? I don't
you
like
got
shit
my card.
Like that.
Why didn't you respond?
That's a threat.
Like, I was like, "Oh, this is so sweet. This guy that I just started dating, like, somehow figured out what my favorite flowers are, and he gave me this really nice thing. This is really thought. This is like more than I would have expected."
He said he getting a pussy. Wait, that's what he said. He said, "Oh, this nigga getting a pussy."
Hold on. Did you get my construction paper penis? I said,
"No."
Oh, he getting a pussy.
You mean that card that you open up and a dick pops up like a children's pop?
She gave it to the authorities.
Yeah, that's what.
She sent it to the authorities. Actually,
I did. Sorry. So anyway, I you know, there's like the card says from, you know, and
it's definitely not from the new dude.
Put it on my desk and I like immediately he was like in a meeting or something and I was like over getting water after like by where his meeting was and I was like, "Thank you so much." And he was like, "What?"
Oh,
that's like a scary story.
I was like,
but the man who sent that card died 7 years ago.
He had a family.
And then later that day, I get an email from the ex, and he was like, "Did you get my flowers?" And I was like, Oh, you asshole. Shit. It wasn't even sweet. It was like a gift. He just wanted to like piss on me, like mark his territory in front of the office.
Yeah, he's like
and
a cheetah.
Was like, oh, it was the worst. I was so mad at him.
That's like guessing a woman's pregnant when she's not. It's like, hey, congratulations. No, kill myself. Okay, I'll kill myself.
Do you remember when Bjork, my favorite Valentine's, is the thing, that crazy guy that was stalking Bjork?
He
had a video. Yeah, it was like a pie in the face acid bomb. Like you open the. But he kept a video diary of like his stalking of Bjork, and he seemed like a friendly guy, but you could tell something's off. He was like a Puerto Rican or something.
Ricardo Lopez. Like,
is that his name?
That was the off part. So he's Latino?
Yeah. So that was what the... So he's talking about it, and then finally he flips, and he goes, this is... It was when she was dating Goldie, that DJ. And he goes, look who she's dating. A nigger. And right? And then the next video...
That was a soda and Christine.
The last video before he sent the acid, he has painted his face two tones, red and black, and shaved his hair into a mohawk. But his tone's not different. He's like, well, so I sent the package today.
He's also completely naked.
Yeah, he's completely naked.
See that? I think that's the creepiest detail, and he left it out.
Yeah.
And he's talking,
did he live in Cleveland?
I don't know.
Hollywood, Florida is where he lives.
Nick know all this information.
I was just brought it up the other day.
Oh, really?
You can request the entire, because he has something like 70 hours of footage that you can like FOIA.
And he was making
a pie
with acid
it's
in it?
It's like a spring loaded.
Yeah, you open it and then it just sprays acid in your face.
Surprise!
Yeah.
This is what we need to use on ISIS, no? Can we not use this on ISIS? Yeah. Which one of these fucking campaign
ISIS stalkers.
Is Trump talking
this? Oh, a new Quran. Thank you. Fucking...
Did Trump mention his fucking acid spray?
The old trick Quran.
Well, whenever you hear about those dudes throwing acid on women and shit,
that's awful.
Yeah, where the fuck do they just go buy acid like
that? Yeah, acid R Us.
You get it in pools. In public pools. Like you get hydrochloric acid at pools.
That's where you buy
You can make acid.
Yeah.
How?
We're buying that shit and add some more shit.
Go on. Wait, go on, Fight Club. How do I...
I like how that's where y'all went with it, like with the acid. Not like who hurt this dude so much that he even want to throw acid on a bitch.
I think God did with his cuckoo brain. God gave him a silly brain.
We got a call. Want to talk to a caller?
Sure.
Yeah, let's talk to a caller. We got that's Nick or Rick from Phoenix. The first part of the name is cut off.
It's Nick.
It's Nick? Okay. We got Nick from Phoenix.
Hey, man.
Let me see if this clicked on.
Oh, it's not.
Nope, this ain't clicking.
Good old Phoenix Nick.
It's not.
We're experiencing operating difficulties.
But yeah.
Whoa,
you know.
Kanye West, Bill Cosby, innocent tweet sparks outrage. What? I just saw that. What is that?
Kanye tweeted some.
He's tweeted Bill Cosby's innocent.
Just that or anything? Like...
Nah, he just, that was it.
And he should be able to write whatever on his Twitter, tweety tweets to write
he
on.
He might have could have went by the last court case where they threw some stuff out.
If Jesus Christ says it, I believe it.
Okay, they're trying to. Are we going to get this caller? That's it.
Because if we lose Nick from Phoenix, I will never forgive you.
I think he's still there. His name's just not there. Nick from Phoenix, you there, Nicky? Nick? Nick, your mother's a whore, Nick. Are you there? Nicky, your slut mother, you there? Your whore mother, man.
You're going to get us a spring-loaded acid package.
Yeah.
Like, Kurt, can you open this for me? I'm eating. I'm eating over here. Can you open that? I'm eating.
Oh, I love opening presents. Oh! Nothing. Nick from Phoenix.
We'll get him in a second. Don't worry about it. The motherfucker will be back.
Is he from the city or is it the university?
I don't know. Somebody else wanted to talk to you about being a reformed Jehovah's Witness.
Oh, I'll always talk to another Jehovah. Yeah. I sense them like the Highlander. We sense each other.
Yeah, you do.
It's true.
Yeah, you do.
Do you have to fight every time you meet one?
You can only be one. Well, it got to be several, so y'all
can
annoy.
We have to pick who's top and bottom, though.
It don't have to only be one, because all y'all get to annoy people at the fucking front door.
Keep more people in the church if you gave them swords.
Wow.
Yeah, if you made them real Highlanders. Give them all swords.
Yeah, I don't think I want a sword in a Jehovah's hands.
I think I want a sword. I had the exact opposite reaction to you did.
Anybody who never got a gift on Christmas don't need a sharp objects.
But that's how I met when we had Jerry Minor on, dude. That's how I met him.
Oh, yeah, Jerry.
He contacted me because he had been a Jehovah.
Excellent comedian, Jerry Minor. He was.
But he's like a nice guy. He's like a sweetheart, but I could sense his Jehovah energy.
It scarred him. His family's still in it, too, right?
I think so. We were just talking about it. I don't remember, but he fucking has like the humility of a Christian all the time. Like, more than he should have, even,
whoa, whoa.
To hear him tell it. It's not a bad thing. He's a fucking good dude.
He's a great dude.
But that's the Jehovah. I could sense something. You could sense something about people if they were in your same fucking weird, whatever it is.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be religion, but if they were in your same weird thing.
But what do you grew up in a church, right?
No, sir.
How did you play the drums so well if you ain't grew up in a black church?
I grew up in the jazz environment.
That means anti-church.
It's like black Israelites, like a jazzy kind of religion. You know how like a lot of...
You see young pictures of Butter. This nigga's got his shirt off playing the drums like he a grown man.
Young Butter?
With grown people around with smoke. It's like he's at Harpo's.
This nigga. Is false. This is
I
false.
Did see a picture of you drumming.
Technically, I'm Episcopalian.
Oh, that's like being nothing.
Pretty much.
Yeah, I am too. I was baptized Episcopalian, and I never went to church once in my life.
I went to Episcopalian one church and once in my life, and that's by accident because somebody else was at an Episcopalian church. So I ended up going there because I think somebody's getting baptized.
Yeah, I think I've never met another.
But I've went to Catholic schools.
Yeah. So I went to Catholic school, too.
I went to that. I got the whole Nomine Padre.
What school you went to?
I went to St. Pius X in Scarsdale.
Yeah, we would have jumped y'all niggas.
And I went to Iona Prep in New Rochelle.
Yep.
Yeah. You know,
I'm going to take your Walkman. I'm going to say, I used to take Walkmans up there.
No.
I went to Bishop Lachlan in Brooklyn.
Nick told me that he was in a church. Was it you telling me that you were going to some church where they were storing hand grenades or something?
No.
What?
Oh, that was somebody else.
That was Walking Dead.
Oh, really? That was Walking Texas Ranger. I was like, no, as a guy. Oh, no, it's down south. Some comic I was talking to, his family had been in this church, and they were like real devout, like kind of Baptist. And then they finally left because the church had this big box of hand grenades, like that they showed because they were getting ready for end times when I guess the hand grenades.
Wow.
Dude, I say this all the time, but like. I used to believe in all that revelation shit, okay? And I don't remember any part where it said you're going to shoot your way out when the fucking end times came. Like,
no,
I don't know what
out.
They're thinking with that. Yeah. That you're going to have a bunker and a rifle. It's going to be cool.
I think I'm
a
survivalist on the inside.
You think you're going to what?
I think I'm a survivalist
How
on the
so?
Inside. You know, I'm all with the bunker shit and the whole...
Get on the,
oh, on the inside, you're...
But put it this way. I can't afford to be a survivalist. You got to have a certain amount of income.
No,
to be
it's
a
white man's game on the show.
It's a white man's game.
You got to have...
Much like
to be a proper survivalist, you need at least 400,000.
Yeah, you need $500,000.
So you have
a
bunker, bullets, guns. Need a lot of that.
Rations, water, a year of water, air filtration
systems, water filtration
system. Air oxygen system.
I feel like there's a lot of white trash people that just have all that shit for some reason, though.
Yeah, but they
like
own
the Averys, the Making a Murderer family, they had a barracuda farm and they were supposed to be poor.
Well, why would you farm barracudas?
For fun.
See, that's poor for white people. That's
the
not
dad,
poor
the dad
for
says,
people.
I thought me and Steven could enjoy this barracuda farm together.
Yeah, that's like having, that's like black people.
And now he's in jail and we'll never be able
well,
to.
Well, that's
enjoy.
Like black people having like pit bulls. It's like a pit bull situation and it's like, it's not called a farm. You don't call it a farm, but you just got pit bulls. But just because you put farm on the end of it, don't make it some type of really working situation.
It's like a warehouse filled
like
with barracuda tanks.
Yeah, that's not a farm.
Farming,
dude,
really
you know, that
farm.
Is one good thing about my neighborhood. Well, my neighborhood is mostly Dominican, but they like...
Whoa.
They
Kurt,
like,
that's a lot of good asses over there.
No, that's another good thing. But but my dog is a pit Doberman, okay?
Right.
So people there either are way into dogs, especially that breed, you know, those breeds, so they're cool about, or they're fucking terrified.
Dominicans love it.
They either love him or they're terrified, which either way suits me fine.
Who does it seem mostly, like old people scared of him or young
no,
people?
No, it's like young Dominican girls. I think they're trained to be like, you know, they have to do that bullshit.
I pay extra for that.
But they do, it's over. It's not like I reconstituted a fucking dinosaur from Amber and walked it, bitch. It's a dog. You've seen one. But they jump up. This is the only thing. It's some of their fat asses off the stairs, to be honest.
Oh, come on. What are you, Archie Bunker now, Kurt?
Well, come summertime, getting up the stairs is going to be real hard.
Because they all sit on the stairs.
There's going to be five fat Dominican asses in my way.
Yeah, that sounds like a problem.
No, you know what? The people are friendly in my neighborhood. And then the dudes that kind of like run the block.
Yeah.
Are like the people I made friends with first off the dog.
Okay. So you got, they let you in, they're like, no, he all right.
Yeah, they're not. They're
He's
cool.
Okay.
I never have had a fucking problem. There's one dude that I thought might be a problem, but I asked around about him and it turns out he just has like a silly brain and he doesn't take his meds sometimes.
Oh, he can't get right?
Well, he would yell, dude, I swear to God, this guy would yell. Right. He'd go, I'm walking
life,
the dog.
Life.
No, he can't
life.
Get right. He doesn't want to. He wants to drink, so he doesn't want to mix his many. He needs all the medication,
right?
And so he won't take it because he wants to drink. And he looks like kind of like a really like retarded A-Rod is the best way to describe him. But I'll
is
be
he
walking.
A thick son of a bitch?
He's my height, and
you're gonna have to put him down. He goes, one day he gonna snap. He
no,
gonna
this
snap
is, I've t- this is what I'll be walking. I'll hear, yo, you got a problem? And I turn around, and he's talking to my dog. He's not even looking at me. He's threatening my fucking dog. I go, what are you, dude, are you fucking stupid? Like, the dog will kill you. Don't antagonize a pit Doberman.
You just described,
he just looks down and won't look at me.
You just
looks
him down. Described Lenny from Mice and Men and then said he couldn't hurt dogs.
Yeah.
That's all Lenny does is hurt dogs.
He hurts rabbits, Nick.
No, he doesn't. He kills the puppy.
Women.
He kills the puppy, yeah, and then the woman at the end.
Oh, that's neither here nor there, Aaron. Yes, he petted that one bitch.
That dude's going to flip out one day. And it's going to be on up there.
He's hilarious.
You see him a lot or no?
It depends when he's off his meds, yeah.
He comes looking for you.
Listen, when it first...
He comes looking
well,
for
Well, the dude
soul.
Used to just stare at me. He would just be staring at me. And I'm like, I'm not from there, so I don't know. So I was asking people I was from, like, do I have to worry about this? Like, oh, no, he's just silly. So they're all like, it was like...
And then when he stabs you, they're going to be like this. He never hurt nobody.
Oh,
he was
dude,
just silly.
You know what I do when he's like that? I purposely like bump into him. And I go, in the whitest voice I can, I go, oh, pardon me.
Yeah,
that's
good.
That's my little... That's good. I use the whitest voice I can and get in his space.
Because that's keeping him... You,
oh, pardon me. But I brush him and like... Because he's not going to do shit.
Yeah, he's just going to flip out one day and kill you.
But I know... listen, if I didn't know more about him, I might be like... I mean, I thought maybe he was like connected to somebody and I was like...
Like a gang type of situation?
Yeah, but he's just a dipshit.
MS-13?
Yeah.
No.
No, nothing like that. In fact, even when I say the dudes that run the block, I don't even think they're like... Have a name or something. They just, you know...
Oh, yeah, no. It's just random dudes around the block. I don't think it's a group.
Well, it's just like you get weed or whatever. It's not like fucking, it's not like MS-13 or something where there's like spray paint and if you cross this line, you're in trouble.
Yeah. Did you see that map, the gang map, where you can plug in your neighborhood in New York and it shows you what gangs control the neighborhood?
Really?
There's still gangs everywhere. Like Soho has gangs.
They're not really gangs. They're just little hang-ups.
Yeah, all the names are like the Money Boys. Which is, how is that not taken already?
The Dead
starters?
Rabbits.
Yeah.
In Chicago, there is a gang called the Lizards. And like the Lizards had this little corner between like where the Gangster Disciples were and like where the Latin Kings were. And it was like, oh, Lizards.
Yeah.
between these two like huge badass
gangs. You know what? The smallest gangs are the most badass because you have to be. To be a gang or surrounded by, if you a blood or a crip, great. But if you something smaller than that, surrounded by bloods and crips, you kill niggas.
Yeah.
Because you have to.
Well, all the gangs in like the 70s New York, which was the worst New York ever was, all the gangs had like silly names like that.
Oh,
like,
dude.
The cool guys.
No, you know, my favorite 70s name is like the, something like the 12th Street Gaylords.
Oh, yeah.
They were very violent
gangs. It's probably Gaylord, of course, Gaylord is a street. Yeah.
I ran with the Gaylords.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It was like a prancing gang. Gang from a cutscene from The Warriors. Because they were like, no, it's too silly. Like, they watch the roller skating, like, subway scene, and then there's something
those gangs.
Even worse.
When I watched that, because buddy, you grew up in New York.
Yes, sir.
So when you watch, like, The Warriors and saw all the gangs they had on a subway, like the dudes on the skates and shit.
Yeah, I didn't know. That was some made up shit.
I was
right
like,
there.
Where?
Yeah, no baseball furies? You don't remember?
I was like, where are these gangs?
You know, one of those guys in the main Warriors, the guy who's the best, right?
Yeah,
right.
Swan.
Thomas Waits is a friend of mine. He's an acting coach. He's one of the original ones. He's still,
wait, the leader of the main
the
guy?
Curly guy. You have to Google. Somebody with the Google stuff.
We can bring
wait,
it up.
Which curly
Thomas
guy?
Thomas Waits. That's his real name. And
Aaron, can you pull
Thomas
that up?
Waits.
And
we can pull that up?
Yeah.
Dude, I love those 70s.
From The Warriors.
Yeah.
Because you know what's great about that? In the 70s, you could just have a shitty body and just wear a vest.
Yeah, and it's all good.
Shirt, and it was totally cool.
Nobody had a strong... Well, it was a couple of people in the Warrior movie who looked strong. Everybody else was like, is this heroin alley?
That movie, though,
there he is.
When I first...
Bam, oh, bam. That pull guy. Up. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Can you make it bigger?
When I first watched it, I was
and
like...
And this is what he looks like now over
this?
Here.
Click on it.
Yeah, that guy.
Oh, that dude.
Yeah.
So now the one, two, three, the third one.
Go to the third picture. That's him now.
God.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
looking
look
tougher
his,
than ever.
His apple cheeks.
His little apple cheeks.
He still wears
he's
nothing
a,
but vests.
He's an acting
coach. Oh, that's
coach
in Union
now.
Square, that picture. Oh, there. No, so he's right here in the city.
At Baruch College, I believe.
Oh, yeah, right in 20. Okay.
Yeah, you know, the thing about that movie is they could solve a lot of problems if they just took off their goddamn vests and split.
Right.
But they're
the colors.
Like, no.
Don't take your colors off.
Yeah,
see, that's what a woman would say. You don't take off your colors.
And we certainly don't get a cab home.
You literally can. You absolutely can.
We certainly don't pool our resources and get a cab.
If you like having friends and pussy, you can't. You can't do it.
Well, oh, my sure. God. There's no possible way that every pussy in the city would be like, oh, yeah. Oh, wait. No, no, no. You're that guy that took his vest off 2 weeks ago. I've never seen you before in my life, but now you know what I heard about you.
If you get a rep,
yeah.
Okay, it's hard to shake. So if you got a rep for being a pussy, I don't care where you're from. The girls ain't going
to
like it. And then when you're walking around with your girl, other niggas going to try to check you. That's the way of the streets, Aaron.
Wait,
I mean, look, Sharad, I both know that I am fully of the streets.
I do. Yeah. I do know that.
That's true.
That
Aaron true. Throws down. She did get hit.
I saw a stab somebody on the way in. Face. So I can't
Aaron
argue
just
with
got
that.
Straight
I
up
did
decked.
I did get punched in the face.
Yeah.
By who?
This is some stranger.
Yeah, we've confirmed Aaron can
by
take
the
a
Williamsburg
punch.
Gaylords.
Yeah.
The Williamsburg Gaylords were up in
roughed up by the...
Wait, a dude punching your face?
No, a woman.
Where?
I'll show you the New York Post article.
Was it a black girl? It was a poster.
Oh, it made a news.
That's how white she is. That she got punched in the face and it's in the news.
Did you see that Jezebel editor punching the head on one of them?
Girls get punched in the head every day, black and brown girls.
God, put Aaron's name. Don't say Jezebel editor. People are going to be happy.
No, that's what what happened.
That
people
was
were
peg.
Like, I'm so glad this happened.
Finally.
It's
shitty.
In the paper.
Yeah, I think I was like texting Nick about it while I was in the police station.
And you never found out why?
It was just random.
Oh, it was another white girl.
Okay, read it real fast to the audience.
The managing, this is from April of this year. I believe it was April. It's either April or May. The managing editor of feminist website Jezebel was randomly punched in the head by by a quote, agitated woman walking down a Williamsburg street, she said on Monday.
Why is agitated in quotes? By
that's
an
the
agitated
that's
woman.
The word that I
are
use.
They
you're
saying
assuming.
She's sensible?
I mean, she definitely wasn't zen.
Well, she was zen.
What did she say to you?
I was walking down the street. I was listening to my headphones, and I see I'm on North 6th and Barry, like between Barry and Kent.
In her neighborhood. Mm.
I was actually.
Was it a black woman?
No, I live in the far.
I thought road. It was white. Her hair is pink.
No, who was the woman? A black woman or white?
She was her last name. I think she was she was Latina.
That's not her right there in the picture. No. That's just random people.
Yeah, that's just random.
No, it says a pink-haired woman down further
pink.
Down. Go down.
It says pink.
She had pink hair that was dyed.
The
and
pink-haired
Maria,
puncher.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, I don't want to like say her name and stuff on. But whatever.
Why? It's on the
she
paper.
She was Latino?
But I didn't. I couldn't discern what was happening. There are two women walking toward me. It was like
she staggered you because she staggered you.
I saw one of them was kind of acting up. I was listening to music, so I wasn't listening to what they were saying.
Right.
Her friend was trying to calm her down, and then I get closer to them, and the next thing I knew, I hear like that gunk. Sound that you hear when you get hit in the head.
Right.
And I thought that like a brick had hit me.
Right.
Like, because it just didn't make any sense. Like, she wasn't acting like she was going to hit me. We didn't talk. She just was like, she just wound up and like, boom, like right in, like she hit me right above my eye.
Right. And then what did they do? They ran?
Well, I just kept walking like a chicken with its head cut
she got
off.
Whiter. She got, yeah. She's like,
Aaron started power walking.
Yes. I started Zumba-ing. I got so white, I was
you
Zumba-ing.
Aaron had to Zumba out of there.
Yeah.
She got the white
she
lightning.
Did the girl say anything at all?
Her friend was completely focused on calming her down, and the girl was totally like out of her mind. So like,
no, she was just mad over something else. And
exactly.
Just,
it was.
Yeah.
I was just there.
And then you go in her neighborhood.
She's like, I'm just going to punch
her. Gentrifying her neighborhood.
She punched me. And
gentrifying her goddamn neighborhood with your white face.
Well, I don't even. The funny thing is, I live like over by Bushwick. I don't live over in that part of Williamsburg.
Right.
It's like too expensive for me.
It all
so like,
black.
I was kind of an interloper there too. So I.
So she ran away? Did they run?
No.
Or?
Her friend brought her into that sushi restaurant on North 6th and Barry. You know that like really, that place that's on the
southeast
corner?
Yeah, I know. I used to live over there, yeah.
Okay.
So her friend like ushered her into there, and I just kept walking, and I was like, you know what? I'm just gonna go home. I don't wanna deal with this. I'm just gonna go home. I'm still walking. I'm fine. I don't think I'm bleeding. But then I felt like the feeling of like I was gonna my nose is gonna start bleeding because I'd been hit in the sinus.
Yeah.
I felt like it was, and then I started like realizing that I felt really disoriented and faint.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, I might need to go to the doctor because like if you get hit in the head,
you can't go to sleep.
I should get this. Probably checked out, and then I got mad, and I was like, "You can't hit people."
She went through nine emotions on the way away from the situation.
Do that, so I called the cops, thinking that they would be like, "Okay, you know what? It was like a Friday night. I was thinking they would just be like, go." fucking home. Yeah. Oh my God. Like, right. Quit wasting our time.
No.
But they were literally. I was,
as they should.
They're like, is this a white girl? Yeah. We'll be right there.
That's fucking exactly what
we're
happened.
Here now. Where are good. You, sweet
that's,
white thing?
That's yeah. exactly
finally, the cops doing sweet, their job.
Sweet, and to make,
sweet white thing, where are you?
Breaker
19.
To make matters worse, yeah. I like.
It's code one. Oh. It's the first code.
Code one, white girl in trouble.
Oh,
you want me to put it back up?
Yeah, wait. So, for go ahead. So, what happened?
Because then you went home and looked like it.
No, so I went home.
Did you get to see the cops drag the bitch
and you
out?
If you wrote a song, it looked like in
no,
your tweet.
I tweeted.
Don't punch journalists in the face.
I'd have
this
beat
was,
the fucking plantains
like the,
out of that bitch.
This was like that Monday after I.
You should have beat the mofungo out
of
her.
The cops ran right over though. The cops ran
so
right over.
It was like I got on the phone good. And I just kind of watched the entrance of the sushi place because I was like, I want to be able to tell them what direction she goes in because yeah. they're not right. going to be stupid enough to stay right. in there. Until right. the
of course they will be.
Well, they totally were. So yeah. like 2 minutes later, it's like. And they roll up like five cop cars. And I know, it was like,
that's what white
yes,
people, that's the kind of reaction y'all get from the police.
Good. Right.
That's what we
privilege.
Expected it. Look at everybody it's nodding.
Called
everybody
how it should be.
Everybody nobody's, black in here is nodding like this. Yep.
It's nobody, privilege. I'm,
fucking
I'm not,
some reeking,
I'm
punching, precious, beautiful yeah. porcelain skin. I won't stand for it.
They couldn't hear my white skin on the phone.
Yes, they could.
Yes, they could.
I can hear your white skin.
I can hear
it
from here. I can hear your gorgeous, perfect skin from here.
So yeah, they showed up right away.
And you
and
let
like,
this Edomite punch
they,
you.
They were like, where'd she go?
And she was inside.
I
she was
said,
a Mohan.
Yeah. And then she, right, it was like choreography. Like right as the cops arrived, she and her friend get kicked out of the sushi restaurant. Right
she's still
of,
causing problems.
Still and I was like, there she is. And they walked up and they're like, it was her. And I was like, the girl with the pink hair,
yeah.
not her friend. Her friend didn't do anything.
Right.
This girl did. And they were like, okay, are you going to press charges? And I was like, can I just go? And they were like, well, if you're going to press charges, you have to come to the station. And I was like, okay, I guess. And then I reached out and up and I felt my head and it was like a goose egg. Like, it was just...
Oh, fuck
really?
That bitch,
yeah,
man.
It was, I mean, whatever. It's fine. There's no lasting consequences for
somebody
me.
Somebody punched my girl.
So you fucked up that sister's life?
You know, Sherrod had...
No, actually, I just had a meeting at the...
Well, it sounds like your life was fucked up to begin with, honestly.
Yeah, I had a meeting about the case, and
right.
they were talking about, like, what they were going to pursue, and I just kind of don't really feel the need for her to be in.
When the cops came and got her, what she saying?
You know,
white bitch?
I wouldn't want
saying,
that
like
either.
That?
Aaron, I wouldn't want that either, but I would want it like just why on earth? I just want to know what the fuck was going on that somebody just threw a punch for no.
Yeah.
Usually, though, I'm like, I feel like my face people want to punch, so I guess I wouldn't have as many questions.
I think she was just
people
like,
in this room want to punch your face.
Yeah,
so it's not as big a mystery to me, but
I
want to
punch
Street,
your everything.
But dude, do you remember I had to ask you because I was out of town or something, but remember when Karen was hosting at the Cellar and those two, those are. AGs, they call them. That's what they call in the village, those fucking aggressive dykes that dress all hip hop.
Yeah.
They would come in and steal purses out of the cellar. So they couldn't use the bathroom, and for some reason they wanted to beat up Karen.
Oh,
these two
that was a while ago.
And they
yeah.
said they were going to come back.
Yes.
They said they're going to come back and fuck Karen up, these two fucking
yes.
pussy head butters. And I had to fucking call Sherrod because I was so far away. I'm like, dude, can you just walk Karen home? Because I think these two aggressive.
You know
I'd
knock a bitch out too. I'd knock anybody out.
Yeah, of course.
I don't care, fucking child, woman. You come at me, nigga. I'm not.
But don't fucking raise your hands. You don't want to get fucking hit.
You'll get one of these. Yeah. Right to your fucking pussy.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
No, I know Sherrod
right
will.
Right to your pussy you try to deny, you
well,
dyke bitch.
This is the thing about I'll say for sure. Sherrod will fucking have your back in those situations.
Always,
for sure,
man.
Yeah.
I love my friends, man. I don't fuck around.
Yeah.
I don't play
but I think you probably could actually fight. Like, I'm more of like, I just don't think ahead than, I don't know that I could fight. It's just I'm
this rageful.
Yeah.
So I'll sit on your chest, beat your face, and cry while I do it, but I'll beat your fucking face.
No, remember that fucking guy, the dipshit at the Cellar that boxed my ear? Because I called his dumb cunt wife a cunt because she was a cunt.
Some dude smacked Kurt in the ear. The
dude, this guy boxed my ear.
Look at Butter's face.
He boxed my fucking eardrum.
So ladies.
Yeah, so this is during the show. And by the way, I have it all recorded. I have it recorded because I was trying to practice a clean set.
He fat boys.
This is the worst, dude. Sherrod,
he fat boys, though.
This is the worst part. I'm trying to record a clean set for Fallon.
Right.
That's always the biggest mystery is trying to record your clean set.
Because you feel awkward already just fucking doing it.
So on stage it was, I didn't call him to be a cunt or anything. The whole crowd was with me, but his just dumb drunk wife. And she was hot, so... I think she gets him in fights a lot. And I tried to give him outs where I'm like, is this girl get you in fights a lot, dude? He goes, whatever, I win fights. let's do this. So I get off the fucking stage, and I just had to see what they look like. And Jay was hosting, and I go, oh, Jay, I was right. She's a hot bitch. And then she goes, don't call me a bitch. And that's when I lost my temper.
She was looking for anything to fucking react to.
And I go, no, I'm calling him a bitch. I'm calling you a cunt. So then the dude gets up, and I still didn't realize what was happening. Like, this, I had my head all the way out.
Yeah, just unpunched. I go, he just, oh, hey, punch.
I go, look, he's coming over with my neck extended as far as possible. And this dude, it was so fast I didn't see it. He cupped his hand like, pop. So then I
bust his eardrum.
If you watch the video footage,
bust his eardrum. Yeah,
it
my
looks
man.
Like Frankenstein. You just see me Frankenstein over. I fucked, dude. I beat the shit out of this old punk. And then this is the best. So then they pull me off, and he goes, "Don't call my wife a cunt." I'm like, "Your wife's a cunt." And then he had like a black eye again. I didn't fuck him up that bad, but he had a black eye.
Right.
So then this dickhead calls the cops.
He calls
the
cops
to say I assaulted him.
Punk shit.
I wouldn't call the cops on. So he calls, because he got beat up. He calls the cops. So then, luckily, Liz, the manager, is like, you should go to the hospital right now, which I wasn't even going to do. She goes, you should leave and go to the hospital because the cops will take you both in.
Yeah.
So I went to Presbyterian by my house. Thank God I did, because my eardrum was perforated. And this dickhead got arrested while his dumb cunt wife was crying. And she goes, but he called me a cunt.
This is freedom of speech, bitch. Yeah. He's some out kind of the way.
He works for the Daily News or something. But he ended up having to pay my bill for my
hospital.
By the way, I fucking would rather have the split lip or whatever. I had to go to the fucking doctor for what?
He thought he was going to do your eardrum?
You can permanently injure somebody doing that.
You could kill somebody. Yeah. He thought he was going to do a fucking karate move or, you know, that was like, now's my moment to try my kung fu technique I learned.
The one move. People with one move don't understand. If that one move don't put down the person, your ass is going to get whipped.
Dude, I wouldn't even hold it against him, but like, you lose a fight, you're going to call the cops on me, you fucking pussy? Oh, whatever. It's water under the bridge.
Getting punched is not fun.
It's not fun, but you know what? Everybody needs it. Everybody needs to get punched at least once a day.
It's humbling.
Everyone.
You gotta get it.
I mean, let's face it. It's not like Erin didn't need to get a punch.
Yeah, she needed it so bad. That's what the girl gave it to
her. Just walking down the street.
I want to thank that pink-headed angel.
Just confidently walking down the street like you're allowed to.
Okay, yeah, I want to thank that pink-headed angel for giving Erin the, you know, the lift in life she needed.
I mean, I learned a lesson that day.
Can't get that lesson at Harvard.
What is the call?
We're going to line two. That's relaxed. Johnny Fairplay?
What's up, Sherrod?
What's going on there, brother man?
Oh, the guy from Survivor?
I used to be married to Michelle from season 4 of America's Next Top Model. And like we were dating in LA, and then she moved here to Danville, Virginia.
Wait, okay. Johnny, hold on. Just for the people listening, you just tell people where you're from Johnny Fairplay, from what season of what?
I was on Survivor. I was on Pearl Islands, and then I came back for Fans versus Favorites.
Okay. Yes.
And then I've done a bunch of other, you know, stuff. Whatever.
Do you know Sherrod already?
I think that's good.
Wait, how do you know him?
Thanks for calling in. Do we know each other? I think we might. I don't know.
We're Twitter pals.
That's true. I'm just trying to figure out if we did cocaine together.
Yeah, that's really where my first
probably.
Thing.
Probably.
That's,
okay.
That's another story.
Well, thanks for calling in, yo. We got to bring you in on the show.
I'd love to. So, but anyway, I was dating Michelle from America's Next Top Model. She's known as the first bisexual America's Next Top Model, which made it, you know, the marriage work out really well at first. So, but anyway,
She's hot.
Yeah.
What made it not work out well later? Taco Tuesdays at your house?
She left me for another couple.
She left you for a couple?
A couple, a guy and a girl?
Yeah.
Wow.
And that was going to work out, and their marriage didn't work out. Anyway, long story. So,
do you like her? Are you friends with her now, or is it like all cool, or do you have any ill will or bad feelings?
Well, we have a daughter, so
we talk,
but it's not, I mean, you know, it is. But
all right, well, I'm glad I didn't say that butterface joke I was going to say, because that probably would have been awkward.
Well, did your girl get in a fight, in the bathroom or something?
Well, yeah, so we were living in L.A. when we first started dating, and I moved back to Danville, Virginia, which is the last Catholic Confederacy and the first to remind you of that. And so like, scary place. So I moved to Virginia, and she was just like, hey, you know, I miss you. I'm gonna move out there, blah blah blah. And I'm like, oh, or I'm gonna come visit you. So she bought a one way ticket And so we're here, and she was just like, you know, what are the places like here? And I was just like, well, there's some good places, bad places. So we end up going to this place called Irma's, which is, like, you know, pretty rough. You know, they got bikers and stuff like that. So anyway, she was like, oh, I'll be fine. So, and Michelle was, you know, after America's Next Top Model, she was later on Tough Enough, you know, to be the next WWE superstar.
Right, right.
And so she's a tough chick. And you know, and we liked watching UFC and shit and, you know, whatever. So anyway, so we're hanging out at Irma's, and she's like, I'm going to go to the bathroom. I'm like, you know, well, be careful. She's like, I'm fine. So she goes to the bathroom, and two girls jump her in the bathroom.
That's how bitches are. Because that's how bitches are.
She
bitches
she's wait. Cute.
You cute. And you the new girl. This ain't town. This ain't little town. Three girls?
So anyway,
yeah.
But wait, Johnny.
The other girl's just punching her in the face.
Wait, Johnny, hold on. Wait.
She broke loose of the two girls, threw a fucking flying knee at the girl that was punching her in the face. And so she comes out of the bathroom, and you know, like people are breaking up, and I'm just like, are you okay? And she was just like, I threw a fucking flying knee. It's the greatest night of my life.
That's hilarious. So she was a fighter. So, but that's how girls do. When girls, when you're in a small town sometime, huh? And you a cute girl.
Oh, yeah, for
these
sure.
These bitches going to get you. I don't know, you're going to be in a small town. You can go to a Jamaican club that you ain't from Flatbush.
Wait a minute.
And you too cute, you go in the bathroom by yourself, you're going to get jumped.
Johnny, two things. One, is Fair Play a real last name, or is that like a stage name or something?
I legally changed it. My daughter's name is Piper Fair Play. Like she was, like, in Virginia, you can name your kid Yoda. They don't fucking care. So when she was born, her name is Piper Addison Fairplay. She's named after Rowdy Roddy. I used to be Rowdy Roddy Piper's personal assistant.
Really?
So, what?
Yeah, oh, it makes God, sense.
You definitely.
Fucking
God bless way, us, so he just passed away.
Johnny,
he?
Did you know that New Zealand is one of the few is one of the few places with laws about naming your kids, and one of the names you can't name your kid is anal.
Yeah,
because someone must have done that. They didn't just think of that.
Didn't somebody name it Adolf from New Zealand
facts? Adolf was the one that like made the news.
Right.
He named his kid Adolf, and then he tried to get a cake for the kid, and they were we're just going to call the police.
Yeah. I'm just saying Anal Fair Play is a pretty good fucking name if you're in the market.
But that same family had a daughter that was just named, so that one of them was Adolf, the other one was like Heinrich Himmler Stevenson.
Good
like,
Christian like names. A regular last problem?
Name. And then the third one, they ran out of like Nazis to name after, and its name was like Aryan Supremacy.
Oh, no, Aryan.
I
call the peaches.
I can't remember what the name of the third daughter. I think it was the daughter. She didn't even have like a Nazi name. It was just like Aryan.
I can't wait till they grow up to have black and Puerto Rican boyfriends.
Wait, Johnny, are you the? Did you? You're the one that got in a fight with Danny Bonaducci?
Yes, he got into a fight with Danny Bonaducci. Yeah.
What was that about?
About is Danny Bonaducci.
The Fox Reality Awards, like, I wasn't aware of that.
Oh,
I
mean, right.
I had done, like, I mean, like, through my, you know, big run, I did, like, 70 TV shows. I mean, Celebrity Bull Riding, Celebrity Fear Factor, Celebrity Poker Show, I mean, you name it. So what I wasn't aware of was, you know, when they were looking for a bad guy, a lot of times it came down to me and Bonaducci, and they were just like,
the white,
you know,
man even taking those jobs as the bad guy. God damn it.
Bonaducci's mental.
And they're like, knock, you know,
that nigga out.
Fairplay's evil, but, you know, Bonaducci's crazy. Let's go with the safer bet. Let's take Fairplay.
Right.
So apparently I was taking work from the guy. And I mean, like, if they had called.
What do you mean you're taking work?
It came down to him and Bonaducci.
Oh.
So they, well, yeah.
Yeah, so when it's time casting.
So if they had called, I would have been like, look, you know, he's crazy. Like, you know, give it to him. I don't fucking, you know, whatever. I mean, there's enough work to spread around. So at the Fox Reality Awards, he had done the, and this is what, like, I ended up suing him in Fox. He did the red carpet, and they're like, who are you excited to see tonight? He goes, I don't care who's here. All I know is if Johnny Fairplay's here, I'm going to beat his ass. So,
I would go right up to somebody who said that and stab them in their fucking face.
I know, yeah. I'm
I would
amazed.
Waste no time to beeline to that person and stab them in their fucking eyeball.
It's the only way to handle it.
The intel ahead of time.
You looking for me, nigga? I'm looking for you, nigga.
I had met Danny like 3 months before. We were at a party, and I jumped up, and he carried me around for like 30 minutes. He's like, I got me a pet Johnny Fairplay. You know, like, we were friends. I mean, you know, there were gimmicks involved and all that, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
So I'm presenting the final award of the night, and what I, you know, once again, what I didn't know is he's sitting beside Chris Knight and Adrian Curry, and he's just like, I just want to beat his ass. And one of the producers hears him say that, and they're like, go up on stage. So he came
up with
the producer said that? They dirty.
To reality producers,
he won an old dirty bastard moment.
Had, like, it knocked
up on stage.
8 days before I left for Survivor, fans were his favorites. It knocked out my front four teeth. I had four root canals.
Wait, did he punch you in your face?
He knocked out four of your teeth like that?
I'm trying to tell you, Bonaducci works out.
No, yeah, he's a roid rage guy. Okay. But he wanted to punch you. Wait, Johnny.
Over 2 days.
I will kill that
Hold on. I still understand. He is. But why did he? He's mad because you got a fucking reality job he wanted. Is that what it is?
Supposedly.
Yeah.
I'm not the casting director.
Yeah.
Like,
why?
You, know, you
want
to beat somebody up? Beat them up.
He just wanted to have a beef.
Those fucking reality people are scumbags, man. Do you remember?
The producer was a scumbag.
Do you remember Joe Millionaire or who it was? What was it, Joe Millionaire? Where they?
Yeah.
Evan Marriott.
Evan Marriott. So I ended up in L.A. One of these girls I did blow with, I was working on something. I couldn't remember where I knew her from. And she goes, yeah, I was on the thing with Evan Marriott. And so there's a part where they took a walk into the woods together.
Yeah.
And you hear him talking. And then you just see a subtitle that says slurp.
Oh, yeah.
Like implying that she's sucking his dick.
Right.
That's Sarah Kozar. I did an appearance with her in New York.
Yeah, well,
what happened?
Well, if we're naming names, what I mean by coke was a nice some soda. Certainly nothing illegal, and we would never. There was nothing like that, and if we're going to say the name, but all they did was walk, and the scumbag producers just put a sound of her sucking his dick as a subtitle, just to.
Oh, they dirty.
And I remember watching that shit at home. Like, was that a like a dick slurp? Like,
it was
and then remember they were all mad at him because he's not really a millionaire or some bullshit.
Yeah, he
like,
wasn't really a millionaire.
I'm like, I can't believe you. I'm like, well, he didn't. He was what?
He was a construction worker. Failed indie wrestler.
But why were they mad at him when it's the producers who made the whole thing up?
He played along.
The same reason that like everybody on reality shows that are dating shows acts like amazed by the dates that are planned for them. Like, oh, The Bachelor planned this amazing helicopter date. It's like, no.
But are any of them believing? Like, all right, Johnny was not on. You were on a thing. Survivor's a little different. But these love shows. Are you telling me these people for real? They can't possibly think they're going to find love.
Oh, yes, they do. Oh, you got to watch.
They gotta just want to be on TV.
No, these people are totally in. Straight in.
In
psychos.
You know, things, you know, conventions or whatever. Like, no, like, I, like, you know, they, no, no, I
they're all in.
Kill Reality, and we had Trish from The Bachelor, and she was the one that
Trish,
the guy eliminated her, and she spent her own money to keep showing up on dates. and be like, this is what you're missing. And he is like, I know. That's why I got rid of you. You're crazy.
Wow.
No,
people just want to be on some shit.
You think
they?
These bitches, if you see these women are like if you think Christianity, you see people really into Christianity.
Right, yeah.
It's like they're really into, I'm telling you, man.
No,
ain't nobody faking
I think
it.
That's a good way to
nobody's
put it.
Faking it. Nobody's faking it. They all in.
Yeah.
Mentally, they can't see past this dude.
You know,
they can't see past them.
A lot of them are like that. Some are faking it.
Yeah but I'm saying, I'm saying 80%.
They also 80% have some
are locked.
I think they have some ringers
yeah,
in there,
some
too.
Ringers,
like,
sure.
They'll put in like
I'm
one
sure.
or two
but
ringers.
But the believers, yeah, like that girl.
The believers, yeah. They start off with 10,000 bitches. And well, every one of them are crazy as shit.
Yeah, delusional is a scientific thing that could occur.
Well, L.A.
has
just got, I mean, just feeds like insane.
And they live in L.A.
Yeah, like L.A. really just teaches
and
you
plus,
like all the wrong shit.
All
is,
the wrong shit.
Is
you
got
to remember
you
these producers know how to coax these people and bring them around. My boy did the first or second season of The Bachelor. He's a bartender in New York City.
Yeah,
and The Bachelorette. He was on there. He was like, they get you a nice room.
Right.
They get you drunk as fuck. That a day is long as hell. So you drinking for 14 hours in front in those lights, standing up. You see people falling asleep because it's a 14-hour day.
Well, there's two things. One, these reality people want to get the fuck out of doing reality, so that's why they'll do anything to you to fucking...
Oh, yeah, they're going to squeeze the shit out of you
to
get what they need on camera.
I wrote for a few, like MTV, you know, Nightmare. Do you remember 50 Cent, Who Wants to Be a Mogul?
Mm.
Or something. It was like, be a mogul like 50 Cent, where it's like, you're not just a rapper, you're a...
Yeah.
Which, like, he wouldn't be a mogul if not for being a... It's like he was an amazingly brilliant... But he was a rapper, and he was good at it, so he had some other fucking business.
Yeah, nobody said, oh, he makes good jeans.
So, yeah, so they're... Yeah,
you ever
exactly.
seen his jeans? I never heard his album, but his jeans.
Haven't all of his other enterprises, like, gone to shit?
Yeah, he's not a mogul.
The video game is terrible.
Awful.
George Foreman's Grill was a better mogul ship.
The most money 50 made was off of that deal with water.
But listen to how worthless...
$5 million.
Dude, yeah. I had to write. They were going to do like a, like, it was like they live in a house.
But no, hold on. He did this mother shit too. That show on Showtime.
I mean, that's a great show. Yeah, he's Stars that. Yeah.
Is incredible.
Oh, that is
Power.
A great show.
Yeah. Power is dope.
Power
but Power
is
a fictional. It's not a reality show.
No, he's a producer.
Yeah, no, that's cool. Yeah.
It's like Dynasty.
I'm just saying, when this came out, it was on MTV, and they got all these people that it was like a house where they all live, and they want to be. So then the activities and stunts they would do is like arrange a 50-foot picture of 50 Cent.
Yeah.
And then that will somehow will lead to your mogul
ship. But, you know, that kind of show was kind of a spinoff of Puffy's Making a Band.
Right, well.
Because he had them running around getting cheesecake. Remember walking to get cheesecake from the Brooklyn and shit?
Well, dude, so listen like what they had me do. Yeah. They're doing a roast where the house is going to roast each other,
right.
And they wanted to reward the people they were favoring with the good jokes, right? And me and Joe Mandy were supposed to write roast jokes about these people we've never seen, never met, and I'm like, well, can I watch them on the house cam? Because I don't know the fuck I'm writing about. And they go, well, I'll just tell you about them. And so the girl sits there with a picture. Oh, it's a book of their picture, and she tells me what everyone's personality's like. And each one, she goes, yeah, now this guy, he says he's better than everyone else. And some things I'm like, I mean, we told him to say that, but he's... So I don't even know who the fuck the real person
is. It's just who they tell it's you, who they're telling them to be.
And then I go in a room where all the... And I insisted on I'm going to watch them to just write some... So then I'm looking, it's boring as shit. And then I realize it's a bunch of people that want to get to a better job that's not this, who will do anything to these poor fuckers that decided to be on this show. It's fucking like the worst, like the bottom colon part of showbiz.
Yes,
is producing reality.
Would you do it again, Johnny?
There's a rumor the next one's another All Star, so I'm getting ready. I'm doing a
it's all fair play
a half marathon in April.
Okay,
get the call. You know, it is what it is. But
I think the All Star shows are the better ones because I think the fans are more invested with those people. I think they just like those more than like new people.
Yeah. Oh, always. But I got a quick question about your clout, Sherrod.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I've been waiting for you to come to I live in Danville. It's on the North Carolina border. So I've been waiting to hear the word Sherrod Small and North Carolina, and I finally hear it. But you're at Harrah's in Cherokee, which is 285 miles away from me.
Make the trip, brother. Make the trip, goddammit.
So what kind of clout you got at Harrah's for me?
I get you in. Well, can I get you in? I get you in, Johnny Foreplay.
Johnny Foreplay? Yeah, Foreplay. Johnny Foreplay is your new Race Wars.
I want a room at Harrah's.
Oh, you want a room too? Oh, no, yeah, there we go.
Oh, my God.
Here's the reality of it.
Yeah.
That's the reality. You got that kind of clout?
I might be able to work it out. It's North Carolina. I'm a big movie star to those people.
That's an easy one.
Johnny, where are you at, North Carolina?
Yeah, I can work.
I'm in Danville, Virginia. It's on the north.
It's in Virginia. It's on the border.
Danville.
5 minutes north of Greensboro, North Carolina.
Yeah.
Like oh, okay.
Me and Tracy, the tour's going down to Harrah's Cherokee this Saturday.
Oh.
It's a Saturday night show after we do Atlantic City Friday.
Fun.
So we flying right out. So, yeah, come through, man. I got you. You got my info? You know what? Get my info to Lewis. Well, don't hang up, Lewis. Get your info before.
Well, I'll just hit.
Hit me on Twitter.
Hit you up on Twitter,
and then we'll swap our shit out. Yeah, we'll DM.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, it's gonna
Johnny Foreplay on the line. Thanks, Johnny.
Goes down.
Yeah, we'll
the DM.
Do some gambling down there. We'll do some gambling in a casino.
I'm down.
I bet.
All right, brother.
All right, bro. We're gonna take a break in a minute, but
it's time for the break already.
In a couple of minutes.
Oh. Because I want to talk about this, the Nazi dad.
Oh yeah, I found it. I got the names.
Okay, yeah.
So the other
Johnny, we'll talk to you later. Let me hang this up first.
By the way, how bad do you not want to have custody of your kid that you'll go do?
No, what happened? The Nazi dad? Oh, who named his kids Nazi names?
Yeah,
he has a right. Look at his mustache.
Hans Heinrich.
Yeah, aside from the names, Jordan. He's a good dad. He was getting the kid a cake, and that's when they took him away
for getting your son a birthday cake.
Look at that.
He was making it. He was giving his kid like pre-type 2 diabetes.
Listen, he might be a Nazi, but he did more than my dad. He stuck around.
The real Nazis are those cake Nazis. They wouldn't let that boy have his birthday cake.
Yeah.
Oh, we got the... Okay.
What?
Who's that, Frank?
Yeah.
Frank, you hear me?
What's up, Sherrod?
What's up, man? Frank, actually, his buddy arrested the guy that hit Kurt. And his wife was arrested that night, too.
No shit!
His wife got arrested that night, too.
Really? Wait, did I talk to you on the phone, Frank?
Yeah, listen, my boy, he was one of the arresting guys from the 10th Precinct.
No shit.
Big shout to the 10th Precinct, by the way.
Dude, my boy told me that she ended up hitting one of the other arresting officers and they arrested her for her.
You gotta be shitting me.
What?
Assaulting the police officer. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, to boot, I found out after the whole thing went down that she ended up leaving him for one of the cops that actually she met that night.
Oh my god! I wonder whatever happened.
Wait, what?
She gave no.
What?
He's a big black dude.
A black dude. One of the big black cops.
Wow.
Yes. You're welcome, Kurt.
With the big baton. I'm gonna need to see the Carfax on that. Yes. That's a great story. But I really...
That is...
Wait, hold on, Frank. Were you the guy when I was at Presbyterian? Was I talking to you on the phone? Was like a cop called me and I had to tell him about it. Was that you?
No, I was actually with him, but I'm friends with Cruz, the guy that... I don't know.
Oh, right. Yeah, well, we know Cruz.
Yeah, Cruz.
So I just know that the whole area.
Yeah, that girl was awful though. She was saying, "I swear to God, shit in this house." She goes, "My father could buy and sell this place."
That's what you know. What she needed? Some big black dick to get her back in line.
Well, in that case, the big black dick.
You know what?
It was more black baton.
Yeah, the baton and the dick. She getting it from all angles.
But you know what? I could tell this guy is in an endless because she was hot, and he was in an endless quest to prove his manhood to this
girl. Right.
And I asked him, "Does she get you in fights a lot?" And look at it, she fucking gets him in some shit and then leaves him.
And now she's a cop.
How was I wrong to call her a cunt? I mean, I pretty much nailed it.
I think she deserved it.
Now she's with the perfect...
What, the black cock of the...
She's with the perfect person now to start fights. She got a black dude and a cop rolled into one.
One other thing, Johnny Foreplay, how dare he ask for a free room? You drive the 200 miles. You gamble a little and you pay 100
bucks.
I'm a
true
New York
guy.
Wow. Oh, man. I was going to bomb.
Frank, that was a great
call. And I like how we renamed him Foreplay.
It's about, Johnny Foreplay.
Sherrod, you named him Foreplay.
That's going to be the name of the episode.
Yeah. Frank, that is the most unbelievable. I always wonder what the fuck happened with that guy.
That's unbelievable you have that information.
Right. I've been following you since that thing. I listen to Sherrod, you know, he's on Oprah.
Yeah.
I love Norton. You guys make me fire. I left my balls up.
But why did that idiot call the cops? I still don't understand why he called the cops after he attacked me.
She called the cops,
not even the dude.
Yeah, when you swarmed on his ass, she called the police.
She ruined that man's life.
He was a victim.
One of the lady arresting officers, we were trying to get out of. Maybe do a little strip search for the wife, but she wasn't down with it.
Oh, that would have been great.
And there goes news. Wow.
They tried to get the female officer to give the lady a strip search.
Yeah, dude, I told her
to put a strap on or something.
Yes, that's justice, Aaron.
New York's finest.
Really not.
Oh,
that is amazing.
That girl sucked. I mean, she ruined that guy's life.
Wednesday night show on, boys, all right? And if I saw this girl walking to Williams Rock, I might punch it, too. Right,
wait, you mean Aaron or the other girl? It doesn't matter. You're the greatest.
Frank. I can't believe you have that information.
That's amazing.
So the chick got arrested, too.
The guy
assaulted
to pay...
a cop.
Wow.
Then she started dating one of the cops who arrested her, who was also a black dude. I hope she's a better person now. I think black dick usually straighten them out. That usually gets them.
It's normally the antidote.
Yeah, your family won't talk to you.
He's
going to
kill himself or turn into John Wick. Those are the only options.
Your family's definitely not talking John to Wick. You anymore. Yeah.
Right. No, this kid's
a better person on the inside.
Listen, man, that girl was, I'm telling you, there's nothing worse than when you think a girl's too, I have never not dated out of my league, so I don't even understand what it's like to have to prove myself.
You're dating out of your league right now, nigga.
All
Karen's
the time.
Out of your league.
Oh. Yes, all the time.
Oh, you said you've never not dated.
I've never, and I don't understand.
Why would you ever date in your league?
Yeah, why would I? But like,
who does that?
But this dude felt outclassed by this girl.
Pop Warner is underage.
Yeah. Well.
But dude, I could see, and I asked him, like, is she getting you in fights where you got to prove it to keep this fucking hot girl? And this idiot, but see, here's the thing with Karen. Yes, she's attractive-wise out of my league, but she wasn't a hot girl her whole life.
Right, right.
So she doesn't have a shitty soul like these girls that were pretty their whole life.
Some girls who have a longer, some can turn brand new hot and have a shitty soul, and some can be hot their whole life and have a pretty soul.
It's just the odds of you...
It can be different.
If people are telling you how beautiful you are your whole fucking life, the odds of you being cool are pretty
low.
No, that's not true.
If you believe what people tell you, you're going to be fucked up. People can tell you anything.
Fair enough. That's a fun
How you see it is what makes you an asshole.
Right, that's a finer point.
No,
we get applause every day, every night. Right. You think you a super son of a bitch?
I'm not.
You're not.
What?
You're nothing. You're nothing. But yeah, it's how you take it and how you translate it.
Yeah,
right. How you gonna be an asshole?
Speak.
People can say anything they want to you. Hey, you're beautiful. You like this? Yeah, I got it.
Yeah, and a lot thanks. Of them speak cuntish.
Dude, how do people not figure out that shit like? Is the same, like, loving you or hating you or someone not knowing you is the same shit. It's worthless. Like, it's utterly meaningless. You don't fucking know me to, you know? I don't get how people buy into, I don't get it.
But you do get it because you also won an Emmy Award or this and that. It's like, this is things that coming from people who just saying, hey, great job. So that's all they say, great job.
I don't give that much of a shit about that, honestly.
You want that Emmy, Kurt? Don't you lie to me. I'm your brother. I know.
I don't, dude, I swear to God, I don't give a shit.
Yeah, you want it, Kurt. It's the boys. You know you want it.
Big J and the Fellas.
Big J and the Fellas, the band.
No, hold on. I will say this, though, Sharati. If you're sitting there at the ceremony, it's impossible to not want it. Absolutely. 100%.
Right.
But any distance from it, I don't give a shit. But when you're sitting there, you're like, ooh, maybe it could be me.
Oh, yeah,
like,
yeah.
So that 100%, it's impossible to be above it while you're there all dressed up.
Right.
But like once I'm going, it's like going to, dude, if you don't get the Emmy, it's like going to a wedding and not getting laid. It's the same. Like, I got dressed up and, I'm bored and sitting through
it's
all
like,
this
what's
shit.
What's the purpose of coming?
Yeah.
All right, we got to take a break. It's Race Wars. Bud is in the house. Nick's in the house. We're having a good show. Aaron, you having fun?
Yeah.
We'll be right back with the news with Aaron. Race Wars.
Race Wars. We'll be right back.
Hey, Curtin Sherrod here for Harry's Razors.
Harry's Razors. First of all, I realized the other day I couldn't get up with my barber. I was like, hey, I don't need him. I got my razors right there. Cut my own head, shave myself.
Oh, yeah, you
came out perfect.
Head right up.
Shaved it up.
Well, razors are expensive, man. But we get them free for Harry's for this promotion, which is pretty great. But you can get them almost for free.
Damn near free. $15. $15.
$5 off if you use the code word RACEWARS.
That's right. And you get the cartridge, the razors, and the cream.
It's like a month of shaving for $10. You can't beat it. I'm still using my... They last a long time. I love them, man.
They last so long. I can't believe... I mean, you just rinse them off, and it's just like brand new. They sharp as hell. I mean, it's Harry's Razors.
It's German-engineered five-blade cartridges. Close, comfortable shave. No cuts or burn. Quality guaranteed. Full refund if you're not happy. Over 1 million guys have already made the switch, and thousands more switch every day, thanks to us.
Do it right now. Go to Harry's.com, right? Harry's.com. Get your razors, man. Clean yourself up. $15 but $5 off. Use the promo code RACEWARS.
One word.
Two separate words. It's two separate words,
wow.
Kurt.
Harry's is one word. Yeah. Race Wars is two separate
two
words.
Two separate words. Use the code. You get $5 off. You get the cartridges, the razor, and the cream. Come on. You get the razors and the cream and the cartridges. You get everything.
Harry's Razors. Grow up or buy it.
Grow up. Let's get into the news, shall we?
Oh, yeah. Cue up the news.
Cue up the news, Q. Let's get into some news right now. Bob DeBono is also here, people.
Here with the stories and headlines that really matter. It's Race Wars News with Erin Gloria Ryan. Go on and read that news, girl, with your fine ass.
I still can't believe that guy. Who is that guy? The announcer. Like, who's the announcer you got?
It sounds really professional.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It sounds like fucking
with your, then it's like, oh, is this going to go in a bad direction? And then it goes, fine ass, and oh, yes, it is.
This is a professional show, people. What are you so surprised that things sound professional?
Really well done.
I got it.
So the first thing that we're going to talk about today is Beyonce's Super Bowl halftime performance.
Wonderful.
Causing some rifts among
white people.
Because it should have went to Beck.
It was Coldplay the show, and then Beyonce and Bruno Mars had their moment, and it was better than, you know.
It was like, bring the black people out so this shit can be worth looking at.
So basically, right before the Super Bowl on Saturday, she released her video for a new song called Formation.
A great video, which, great song.
Yeah, excellent. It was shot in like a post-Katrina New Orleans type.
And she was on top of a police car type of thing. And a cop car went under at the end. It was great.
Little blue ivies in it.
And she said, if a man hit it right, she'll take him to Red Lobster. And Red Lobster stock flew up 33% because Beyonce mentioned it. You're
really?
Welcome.
You're welcome,
shrimp niggas.
It was like sales or something like that. They had a huge boost in.
Yeah.
Wait, what's in the background?
That's the song. That's the Beyonce song.
Yeah.
I thought I was hearing voices.
But yeah, the song is about like being proud of being a black woman and being part of the black culture and where she came from and being from the South. Yeah. And the video is like It's really cool looking.
Great video.
The performance had some homages that people, they had some like X's. Some people were like, oh, it's for Malcolm X.
Oh, during the Super Bowl. Yeah. The girls, first of all, they say the girls are dressed up like Black Panther people. For the Black Panthers. Let me just finish the point. Black Panthers did not want women point wearing skimpy shit. Nowhere would you look at the Black Angela Davis also, with an ass like, out
the Black Panthers,
and a titty shaking. That's
Black
not what
Panthers
they were about.
Would never be in like a Super Bowl halftime show sponsored by Pepsi.
No.
Were they Marxists?
These
like,
are not Black Panther fucking morals.
But why is there still a thing about what?
They were
get close to the mic.
Carlos, what was his name? John Carlos.
Uh-huh.
That was the Olympics.
Oh yeah, the fist was
Netflix. Black Panther. The fist. So, you know, you could be a part of any event.
But John Carlos was not a Black Panther. They weren't Black Panthers. They were just Olympic.
They
were
black. No, they affiliated to the Black Panthers. They were affiliated with Black Panthers.
I thought they just put a fist up.
They were black. I'm affiliated with the Black Panthers. I'm affiliated with them.
But this is the thing I don't understand because I've heard. All right, finish that pretzel first, Butters.
No, I think it makes you sound like a cranky newsroom editor. Like, no.
Get the story
you
in. I want that story on my desk.
J. Jonah Butters here. And I want some more pics of Spider-Man.
No, you got to call the mayor's office for comment. No.
But the Black Panther, like white people Black Panther panic, every time a Black Panther... Where is this like?
That's
outrage?
Why they didn't like Cam Newton because it was a Black Panther.
But I don't listen. I'm not like I'm
nobody.
For,
really, nobody.
I don't know about sports.
Right.
I don't know.
All right, hold up. See, Black Power movement. Black.
Okay, Black
Power movement. Black Power.
You keep reading, there'll be some Black
Panther. No,
stuff
he's not
going
a Panther
on.
Though. He's not.
He
a
was
Panther.
Not a Panther.
He's not a Panther. He's a Black Power, and Black Panther's different. That's what scared white people.
But why?
No, but hold on. First of all, Black Panther. The theory and the miseducation about what the Black Panthers are.
Yeah, definitely.
That's the problem.
I agree.
Black Panthers are anti-white.
Nope.
They were pro-black.
Exactly.
All right. They were around to help the black community. They had free breakfasts in the morning for the children.
Yep.
The only problem that white people had a problem with them was when they followed their constitutional rights and they armed themselves because
like
they didn't want to get bothered anymore.
Well,
so they said, so nobody bother
ago.
Us anymore.
Yeah.
We're going to get guns.
It's not just that, too.
Like who's the guys that took over the thing
militia.
In Oregon?
The militia.
Right.
It's cool when they get guns and they take over some things and everybody can have a gun. Oh, but it's gun rights.
Well,
some brothers get some guns. Oh, my God. God,
well,
we got to
well, you're
end
not
this
wrong.
Even,
now.
This isn't even like Beyonce's performance wasn't even necessarily about that. There was like a nod to it, but like people were responding to it as though she was actually, you know.
But that's why people's ignorance. Because what do you think, Beyonce? Okay, is part of the Black Panthers.
You think the Illuminati will allow her to be in the Black Panthers?
This privilege, fucking.
But here's
nails done every day. You think that was the Black Panthers?
Listen.
She said something about the Illuminati in the song.
But listen, the Illuminati's bullshit. Here's the big white problem in the 60s with Black Panthers.
If the Black Panthers came back, the first person they kill is Beyonce.
But look, here's what they were mad about. They were communists. So that's the number one panic. That's the number one panic. That's
because
why
they wasn't. Listen, if your government's doing nothing for you, you said, you know what? Fuck off, government.
But look, communist means everybody get the same thing, pretty much, right?
Yeah.
Everybody's fan. I mean, nobody's one
socialist.
Big greater than everybody.
Socialist.
I'm not saying whether it's good or bad. I'm just telling you the panic about Marxism was.
And is it official that they were communists?
Yes, they were Marxists.
Yeah, the thing
but
is,
fine.
It's easy to be a Marxist when your government attacks you, arrests you,
okay,
and
listen,
don't do shit for you.
But look,
you don't want that government around anymore.
No, that.
It's like the militia.
Let me just say what I'm going to say. Here's what I don't get. If, let's say they were anti-white people. So fucking what? This is the part I don't understand why people are so mad when they hear Black Panther. They're like, how dare they? After we were so good to black people. How dare they put a beret on and then say, oh, blah, 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 blah. Like, what, are you surprised? And the only reason people listened to Martin Luther King was because they were afraid of the fucking Black Panthers behind them.
Yeah.
So, I don't
know. Either that way or this way.
Like I'm
they,
not
they
for
would rather Martin Luther King.
Right. They
but they
take
still
the
killed
smart
them.
Choice.
And guess what? They killed him.
Yeah. So, they killed
him. They preferred him and they slaughtered his ass.
Well, I like how Huey, or what was it Huey P. Newton, who became a Reagan Republican at the end? Is Huey P. Newton?
I hope.
Well, maybe because you know what? Yesterday's liberals, today's conservatives.
Exactly.
I don't care if you're black or white.
He turned Christian.
That's my grandparents and your grandparents.
But it wasn't just the.
Never.
You're not wrong about seeing black men with guns. They don't. I mean, nobody wants that.
Oh yeah, Instagram went ape shit when I had a hunting a rifle on my Instagram. My Instagram went
ape shit. I apologize, but it scared me. But the thing is, they were openly Marxist, and in the '60s, that was like we had whole needless wars because we were so afraid of.
That's why I like.
That's where a lot why they. But nowadays, when they go, there were Black Panthers at the, you know, in the last election where there were two Black Panthers, the remaining two Black Panthers
holding their guns.
No, they didn't even have guns. They were just standing outside the voting booth, and they were intimidating vote. If you're intimidated by a fucking Black Panther, you shouldn't be allowed to vote.
You shouldn't be allowed
to
vote.
You should have to go home
or come out your
you
house.
Fucking pussy.
You should be agoraphobe.
I mean,
and stay in your dumb
why,
mess.
Like rules or laws that are based on white people's feelings are bad
and fears.
Yeah,
they are.
Because white people get they get scared of everything.
It's like if you think scared of Beyonce's message to a Black Panthers nigga, you living in a world that don't exist.
But yeah. I didn't know, were people outright saying Black Panther shit?
So she made people mad on the left and on the right.
Wait,
so
why was the left mad again?
The left is always mad for a variety of reasons. One of the, I read something about how she is aligned with DeRay.
DeRay McKesson?
DeRay, sorry.
DeRay.
That's white. When he puts the beret on, he becomes DeRay.
That's the French pronunciation. But she follows him on Twitter, and she's like supportive of him. And he is somebody that, this is me just parroting a left-wing talking point. This is not necessarily what I think. So she follows him on Twitter. He is somebody who's a big proponent of Teach for America, which is an organization that a lot of people believe contributed to the decline of the Black middle class in post-Katrina New Orleans, because Teach for America eliminates the need in certain cases for full-time teaching positions, and a lot of Black middle class people in New Orleans had teaching positions.
Yeah.
So that basically some people on the left believe that form of neoliberalism is actually harmful to the Black community. And so that was one critique of so Beyonce.
Well, fair enough, but why does Beyonce have to
why
give
is
a
it,
shit?
Why is Kelly Rowland not responsible for some of this shit? Is Kelly Rowland not responsible for any of it?
What about Michelle Williams? What about...
Nobody really cares about that
Super
bitch.
Bowl halftime can there be one fucking Super Bowl halftime show where I don't have to hear about how someone was outraged? Like, who gives a fuck?
That's why you go Bruno
Mars. Black Panthers came out. Yeah.
No one has any problem with Bruno Mars because they can't figure out what race he is.
He does his job.
He's enough Hawaiian to keep white people off of
Dude,
him.
I hope the next one is nothing
just
but
he's a Samoan lesbian from the future.
Yeah.
You have a little.
That's the title.
Hence the Mars.
That's the title of our Samoan lesbian from the future.
That's up there.
That's our title, yeah. But I hope the next one is just Black Panther women with big tits and Black Panther outfits with their nipples out. And then
the thing is people seem to get outraged whenever there's a person that's on stage. It's like people complain when it's a white
person.
Man, people complain, they're like, "Oh, why don't we get someone that isn't a white man?" But then when there's somebody that isn't a white man, they write all these think pieces about what it means for whatever group they're in. Like, "Oh, what does Madonna's Super Bowl performance mean for women?"
Because
what
for people of color, it got to mean everything.
Yeah,
when you
right.
do something, it's like, yes, what do you mean for the Black community? What do you mean? Are you trying to attack whites? Are you trying to do this? You got to do everything for everybody. When you're a white dude, you just got to perform.
Right.
Nobody's like, what did Coldplay's political statement mean? What is an old man dancing in Jordans?
He's
an old white man dancing in Michael Jordan sneakers.
No, they said LGBT was their whole thing that they were doing. They were about the colors and the rainbow and the LGBT.
You're right.
But the whole Black Panthers communist thing, I'm still stuck on that. I don't think they called themselves communists.
They did.
They called themselves Marxists.
Marxists and communists ain't the same thing. And when they
the extent of McCarthyism in that time.
I don't know about
time.
That communist thing. That's what I'm saying. They didn't call themselves common. You know,
white people
call
them communists.
They did.
They should be free. No, they didn't.
It's about if somebody else calls you a communist.
Yeah, somebody else called them that.
I mean, even if they
don't. The FBI called them communists.
Oh, hold on.
Not them.
Hold on. We just got a text from Philly Girl saying she misses us.
Oh.
I know.
I bet Philly Girl would have some really interesting thoughts on the Black Panthers.
Okay, here we got a guy from North Carolina. I'm going to get to him. A caller from North Carolina. My screen's weird. Is that Carl? Okay, Carl from North Carolina. Carl, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. How you doing?
Good to talk to you, brother. How's everything?
It's all right.
You down in North Carolina, huh?
Oh, yes.
Yes, sir.
Got some parts from North Carolina, don't you?
Yes, I do. I have family in Plymouth and Roanoke Rapids and all around North Carolina.
I'm from Roanoke Rapids.
Oh, are you? Yeah, my sister. My sister lives there.
Well, how about that? I'm from Roanoke Rapids. Been here all my life.
Okay. Yeah, I'll see you at the Walmart, goddammit.
No, I don't
go to work there.
Walmart.
You don't go to Walmart?
Don't play that shit.
That's the only place I've been outside of her house.
Yeah, but don't play that shit. Just because you're from the South, don't go there.
What, don't say you
that's
shop at Walmart?
Sir, we can't subtitle you on the radio.
No, wait a minute. Let me before you get me hot.
Uh-oh.
Okay, go.
Don't play the stupid Southern boy. Everybody from the South, not stupid.
But shopping at Walmart don't make you stupid. I shopped at Walmart.
Yeah, I do.
You
know the joke. Maybe I like savings.
I bought most of my Christmas gifts from there.
How about Marshalls? Not shopping at Walmart is stupid.
I'm Union. I don't go to Walmart.
Where do you go?
I'm United Steelworkers. I don't go to the place that's more.
Right on, brother. You Union. You Union.
In the world.
Where do you go?
But let me get to the point.
Let's get to the point. Let's do it.
Let's get to the point. Is I think I grew up during affirmative action.
Okay.
I started working in 1977, the year I turned 28
okay.
years old. And I applied for a state job as a wildlife protector. They had 10 positions. And they flat out told us that we have 2 positions for women and we have 6 positions for minorities. And then, you know, if you grew up in the affirmative action, if you wanted to be, I guess, prejudiced, or if you wanted to walk around with a chip on your shoulder, the white person actually was harmed by that, you know, so far as a action than more, like a black person got a better treatment. Okay, but this stuff is, I think somebody is doing wrong about, they want to bring up the black and white issue, and if you grew up in the times I did, the people didn't bring this up. It's just something to keep us apart.
Can I ask you, dude?
We got to worry about people, the kids, older people, and not having food, can't have medicines, and then we want to worry about stupid shit. If the police want to beat up people, they need to have administrators and get to the bottom of what's going on. Don't blame it on B and you just walking down the street.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right, I agree.
I did understand that part, and I agree.
Yeah, and all they're doing, like Barack Obama, I voted for him, and I'm not even going to get into black market issue. He couldn't have done anything if he was Jesus Christ, because the Republicans were going to deadhead him on everything he did.
Yeah, that's true. True. Yeah.
And then it's just a divide about, it's like, if you go to South Carolina in the primaries,
right.
Are they going to win because the black preachers want them to win, or the evangelical Christians, which they make Christianity, they turn more people against Christians than anything I've ever seen.
Yeah.
What nationality are you?
We're getting called,
what race are you, dude? Can I ask?
He's a white guy.
I couldn't tell, man. We were guessing either white or a very old black guy.
Yeah.
That was Butter's guess. I'm just curious. I was just trying, because
I didn't hear that question. Repeat that.
I said we had guessed either white or a very old black guy. And it was hard, because I pride myself in my vocal profiling, but this time I was just couldn't figure it out.
I knew right away. So who you think going to win this South Carolina primary? You think...
Okay, well, I think, that's what I'm saying. Why are we being punished? Because we should look at the issues of you know, Donald Trump is got a great, people say, oh no, it can't happen. But he has got a disenfranchised bunch of, I would say, barbecue eating, gun, and I love guns. Uh-huh. Look, I've got guns. I love them because of the pure craftsmanship. I've got guns.
Me too.
I love guns also.
I have guns I never fired.
I have no, you know, some people collect coins, some collect stamps, whatever. I like the beauty and the workmanship of a gun. So that doesn't make me
want like to
kill nobody. Right. And, some I've got to shoot, some I don't. I got them passed down to my grandchildren. But getting back, we got a man that is a billionaire, and he could not tell you any more what a loaf of bread costs than anybody. The President of the United States probably couldn't even tell you what a loaf of bread or pound of hamburger or anything costs. But yet they got us fighting against each other, and then...
They divide us.
That's why they divide, and we're so stupid.
We eat it up. We're
so stupid to fall into their trap.
Every time.
Right.
Every time.
Look, if Al Sharpton couldn't keep divisiveness going, he wouldn't have a fucking job. You know that, and they won't admit it, but it's true.
Well, you know what? Let me get our friend.
You got your white haters. They wouldn't have jobs if they didn't. But we are so uninformed and so stupid. Why don't we look at the money, the billions and billions and trillions of dollars that we threw over there in Iraq and Afghanistan for what? For nothing. Because them son of a bitch don't want to be Americans. The French don't want to be Americans. Germans don't want to be Americans. When we learn...
What is that noise?
A fucking phone. Sorry.
Sorry.
Dude. Yeah, you use the button. Don't throw it, Bob. Wait, that's how you turn your phone off?
I throw it.
But I'm saying, if you listen...
Yeah, go ahead, buddy.
I'm saying, I've never been on a rant, but I'm just saying, why don't we look at the issues where they spend billions and billions of dollars on a bomb?
I agree. Oh, shit. Did we lose him?
Hey.
Fuck. No, he's right, though. We lost him, but that was... I clicked the thing by mistake.
Did you really?
I was trying to move. No, I was moving a mouse around. I was moving the mouse.
I'm not going
to
say he
didn't
have
a voice. I think he was calling my phone.
But he was absolutely right. They try to use dumb issues just to separate us so they can have power. That's how people get power. That's how politicians get power. They talk shit about. I was pointing at Ebony on a. Ebony was on last week.
Was that the Revenant?
On the Fox person.
So just quick, I'm on Fox, nigga. So what you saying?
you wanted a good one.
Yeah, I'm one of. Well, so is she, motherfucker. Yeah, she is. Okay, she was on the show. She was on Race Wars last week.
With my man,
you Ebony just spoke
Williams.
To Hugh Glass live on our show.
And don't ever think all this bad, all this good, because they got you when you think that.
They got you.
They got you if you think that.
They had me.
They got you.
They mostly bad.
You think ABC's all good? You think CNN's all good? They all bad, nigga.
No, Fox is worse.
No, they ain't. Don't believe that. When you believe that, they got you.
Okay. We'll leave it alone since you are sponsored by
them. I'm not sponsored by them, nigga.
Sponsored by nothing.
Go ahead. Why do you think they're the worst?
Why do you think they were any worse than anybody else?
Because when I turn to them, they talk bullshit most of the time. So
are you talking about the news?
I'm talking about him, his ass, Bill O'Reilly.
But that's the pundit.
You sound like an old black man. His ass, Bill O'Reilly.
I get him.
That's not news. That's the pundit.
I like Bill, you know, Bill O'Reilly. He's okay with me. Reporting. He's a straight talker. I like people who talk their mind. If you hold the sun back, fuck off.
Yeah,
I don't wanna,
you know what? Here's what I'll say.
I like
people
who talk their mind.
I can't stand Hannity's bullshit, okay?
He's
okay.
Another one.
He's merely, I mean, he's straight up chilling.
What is
O'Reilly?
Hannity just seems dumb to me.
But what channel don't really seem nice, dumb? Who do
you know? I'll tell you what. The best news, I think it's off now.
Al Jazeera.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
Al Jazeera America.
That don't seem dumb.
And they were so good, they're gone now. Al Jazeera America.
Hey, you want to hear an example, an analogy of that? There's a supermarket up where I live. There's called Mrs. Green's. All health. Everything. None of the things in it has a commercial.
Closed.
Yes, they're closed. Because the garbage wins.
No, because they don't market it.
No, because garbage wins.
And marketing
garbage
is worth
wins.
Something.
Trump is garbage. He's winning. You're in a...
So Obama
winning.
Won. So Obama won.
No.
Wait, let's use that analogy.
Use
the analogy.
We can't use the analogy.
Obama won twice.
We're just showing you.
You can't use it all the time. You only use it when white people do.
It's my analogy.
Don't tell them to use the motherfucking analogy. I'm talking about the way I'm using it.
Obama won. He's garbage too?
When we talk about garbage, that's only when we use it.
You're just talking about white garbage.
Oh, white garbage.
Pretty much.
Oh, man, to Kia.
No. We won't just talk about white garbage. There's a whole lot of black garbage.
That's as bad as the rest of them.
Who's not?
My man Armstrong is black garbage.
Who's
the bald head guy with the glasses? Armstrong. So I'm somebody on camera.
What channel he's on?
Probably
CNN?
Fox.
I think CNN.
No. Hey, they took him off TV. CNN? They took
Listen,
him off.
Listen, you know what Fox, how they are cool as shit? They let me say what the fuck I want to say. They leave me alone. Yeah. They don't tell me what to say.
When they need one or two of you.
No, they don't. Nobody needs
they
Sherrod.
Need the balance.
But they can't help but to get me because the fans want
nobody
me.
Nobody needs.
You know what
nobody needs Sherrod, nigga. But you still got him.
No, do you know what the downfall of Fox is? They don't want to pay you to go on them shows. That's
oh, I get paid,
head.
Though. But
on
I get paid. And I get paid for every the New Year's show. That's what I get paid for.
Oh, wow.
So I overcharge them at the end of the year for all of it, nigga. I overcharge them for what they did to Nicole Crush.
But do you know why? Do you know why they don't have a fucking daily show?
That.
Do you know why the right wing doesn't have a daily show? Because they don't want
they don't want
to hire fucking union writers.
They don't want to pay.
They want fucking free intern help doing their shit. That's
but
why
don't
they
worry,
don't
they got to come around eventually. Eventually, and all the niggas who are in there taking shots for it right now.
Well,
just
I like
Greg,
Gutfeld. I'll
Gutfeld
do his
is
thing.
The biggest because he came from the other side though. Gutfeld came from a publishing editing side.
Well, I used to do that
so
liberal
they
panel
in him
on
more.
His show. Remember that? They call it the liberal panel and the wall talk.
Nigga, no other comedian ever got money from Fox News but me. Ever in the history of Fox News.
So,
period.
Of
no other comic except for Tom Shalhoub.
Then you're gonna
me
like,
and Tom Shalhoub, the only two niggas who ever got paid for Fox.
So
ever.
So then that's why you love Fox.
I don't love them, nigga. I don't love none of them.
I don't love these hoes.
Shit.
All right, so Butter. Here's what I want to.
Yes,
first of all, I agree
but they
with
give
you.
Me more love. They Hold give on, me more wait. Love. They let me talk.
I believe you. Now listen. Al Jazeera America, I swear to God. But I couldn't believe it. Best fucking cable news I had watched. It was actual news. Right. So I agree.
Actual news. Yeah, it was great. Now, which candidate, so was Current. It was on Current, and Current TV was great too.
Which candidate is not garbage to you? Like, who's the candidate Bernie. You like? You're into Bernie.
I'm going Bernie.
Of course you are.
Exactly.
Of course you're going Bernie.
Bernie had a big night last night.
Yeah,
Bernie
did.
Had a big night.
Yeah, Bernie great. Really big knows how night. To treat the veterans, right? When he was running the veterans hospital, and it's the worst it's ever been in fucking 20 years. He ran it for the last 8 years. He's on the board, the Senate that ran that.
Okay. He don't run
Can
nothing.
I ask you something, though?
Yeah, you don't know about that, don't do you? Nothing.
Hold on. About your precious...
Veterans hospital, they can't even get their medicine.
That's a Republican.
They had that death list in Arizona where it was making motherfuckers lying about how long they needed medicine. Bernie was running the department.
Okay, this is all I know.
Lying about veteran
butter.
Okay, yeah, now let's say
the department.
No, he was in charge. He was on the committee.
That's not the same.
He was on the committee that gave the money and was responsible for that whole department.
Okay, he's going in that volume.
Important question. More important
question. Yeah, he ran that whole. Yeah, he's in charge.
This is way more important.
He was in charge.
Okay, hold on. Let's say Bernie wins. Okay, he's running America.
Nobody's perfect. Is what I'm saying. Nobody. I'm not slurping these niggas.
Wait, just let me finish. He's running America. Your boy Bernie. Listen, butter. Your boy Bernie. Now, let's say, God forbid, Iran gets the technology to make two fat black girls. How is Bernie going to stand
how
up
How can
to
he
that?
Stop two...
I don't... I've seen him
Simply
fold.
Ravens coming at him.
If Iran acquires the fat black girl...
You saw when he was at the speech...
Well, you know what he didn't have at that time?
Trump will have something for him.
No, but know what he didn't have? Now, Trump ain't got shit for nobody.
He got somebody.
What Bernie didn't have at that time was the Secret Service.
So do you think they're going to stop him?
He's just got a simple taser.
Let him be black.
They were black before.
They were, who?
And he ran right. The two girls who approached
him.
He
didn't have Secret Service.
That was before he had Secret Service.
Now,
protection.
Let some black somebody run up on him with the Secret Service.
Secret Service don't know what to do with a black woman. I still think they'll get out the way.
You see?
I mean, the Secret Services have been keeping them away from Barack Obama for like almost 8 years.
Yeah, wasn't the taser
and bingo
for
was his name.
Every time I turn around, there's a black woman right in a Barack's face. They ain't keeping nobody from nobody.
I don't know when you turn around. When you turn around? In your dream.
In my dreams? That's what I turn around by?
Michelle, if the Secret Service fails, Michelle steps.
Yeah, that's the black bitch I was talking about. Your turn.
You don't fucking. I don't think that's Obama right. fucks around at all on her.
No, I love Michelle. No. I love Michelle. No, he doesn't. The story be out already.
Yeah, isn't that amazing?
It's one of those things where it's like it's you disturbing. Can't. You have to be totally straight and narrow, otherwise.
He's
it's
disturbing. Like the, I think gay him, shit. Him, and gay. Nixon are the only guys that never cheated on their wives.
It's gay shit, yo.
Wait, Nixon?
Yeah, Nixon never
Nixon
cheated.
Nixon was so in love with his wife.
He was. It was like ridiculous.
He was.
Like
he just fucked the world.
No, he didn't fuck the world. Nixon, by Republican standards, would be a liberal.
Yeah, so he stole a lot of shit. Well,
what Nixon did wrong.
Well, liberal Vietnam, wrong. He wouldn't be a liberal.
Be a
he took us into Vietnam. Dude, he's not a liberal.
Yes,
he invented environmental laws.
Liberal.
The first universal health care plan.
Shelby's just beat on himself.
He took us out of Vietnam, you guys, not put us in.
Right. He took us out of Vietnam. You're thinking of Lyndon Johnson.
He kept us there.
Took us out.
He kept us there.
He kept us there.
He did. He took us out. I'm a history buff.
He kept us there.
He took us out. He down deployed.
When did
everybody.
Vietnam start?
JFK actually
for
took
us,
us there. JFK is the guy that got
66.
Us there.
It ended in 75.
Shod.
Not true.
True. Oh, wow.
Not a true statement.
I mean, it's like talking to the black Israelites again.
You got
grasp of history.
That's JFK, not true. No, not true.
JFK took us to Vietnam. Yeah. Well, the black Israelites are dumb as shit. We can admit that.
No, we can't.
It didn't last in 75.
I won't.
If Bobby Brown's a member, you know
what
I'm
saying. Can you pull it up, please, Aaron?
If you, 60, we sent let's over, see if. The,
holy
guys,
shit.
Officers that
JFK, Lyndon okay. Johnson, then yeah. Nixon was the guy who took us out. That's a fact.
What?
That's a fact. JFK got us in.
Okay.
Lyndon Johnson kept it
Listen,
going.
This is what I believe. Anything that Nixon might have did is with some money attached to it. You're so wrong. If he handed some health care, somebody there. Paid him to get the health care. If he did this, he did
but
that.
But he did love his wife. What? I do,
based
I do
on
give you
what?
That.
Based on his
Oh, what do you know from Nixon?
Based on his
pull it up.
His actions.
Where is it?
Google it.
It's Vietnam War. Vietnam War.
What year? Just type in what year
did we go into Vietnam?
This is up.
The French were there 10 years. We went in around 65, 66.
This is too dumb to debate.
Yeah, this is
People
dumb.
Know There's history except for Shrugs.
What is it?
1965, we
won it. I said, when did it end?
74, 75.
During the Nixon
73,
administration.
72, 73?
It 74, 75.
April 30th, 1975.
Oh! Bobby, I give you that. Bobby, I surrender that to you. You probably fought in a war, you old fuck.
Dude, that's amazing how much people know jack shit about Nixon other than Nixon bad.
Well, it's
I thought Nixon was great. He was the first president to visit
people
China.
Just know he's the bad
first
one.
First president to visit
he
China.
He opened up China.
Opened up the trade.
Environmental laws.
Yeah. We heard the tapes where he said nigger a lot, so yes.
No, he never did.
He said Jew.
He never said nigger. Never said
it. He despised.
He says it. Well, you ain't listen to Nixon. There was a documentary.
I just watched the documentary you're talking about.
HBO.
Never said nigger.
No.
Well, he said some anti-black shit. I know that.
No, that was on DMX's album. He was on DMX's album. Yeah, he was on DMX's second album.
Yo, well, speaking of DMX, is he all right?
By the way, if you just tuned in, this is the half listening to documentary show starring Butter and Chuck.
No, I mean, if we're going to talk about so-called liberal president supporting war, I mean, Hillary Clinton voted to send us to Iraq.
Yes. She wasn't the president.
No, but she was a senator.
She was some woman who was fucking a president.
She also said the N-word.
But I put my dick on her shoulder. But I put my dick on her shoulder so she could.
All right.
In fairness to Hillary.
And in fairness, Bill Clinton got us. He didn't do anything about the terrorism, which is why we ended up kind of feeling like we had to go.
Yeah, and Glass-Steagall, that Bill happened Clinton. Underneath him.
Because you say he had a couple shots at Obama.
In fact, Clinton probably fucked black people.
Osama bin Laden that didn't take it. That's what they said.
I mean, I think black people are kind of hip to that now, that how they kind of they fuck them, you know, with the three strikes you're out shit.
Wow.
The Clintons, how they fuck black people good.
They incarcerated.
Welfare to work fair, all that shit.
You ain't got
to
convince me in Clintons and incarcerated black people, because I know that story.
I know you do. I'm talking to my friend Butter, who apparently
Nixon. I know that story.
Oh, big money.
I know that story.
And
Reagan has...
Dude, do you know if JFK didn't get shot, he would not be fondly remembered. He'd be remembered as a guy who fucked up a lot. If he had lived,
well, maybe.
He got us in Vietnam.
But that's the truth
100%.
With anybody. The same thing happened with Coach Patino. And if you're too old, nigga, you just die. Bill Cosby found that out.
or Biggie.
Save your legacy, motherfucker. Don't stick around.
Dude, the thing with Biggie, man, that I always forget, and when I was watching Biggie and Tupac again, those two dudes were fucking kids, man. Like, 22.
Kid, 22-5.
Tupac's like 20... What was he, 23 or 24?
Most of his work came at that age.
Like, really young. And I remember the amount of people, like, if you were, like, the kind of person that hated their guts for, like, thug life, and like, they were children.
Children. And you put so much stock on these kids.
And that's fucking crazy.
Are most musicians like that, though? Like,
Miley Cyrus and all of them, they do the same thing to them, bitches. It's like, everything's on top of them.
It never dawned on me until I saw, you know, until I got older. I'm like, wow, they were 20 fucking three, dude? Like,
23.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. It's just like a little... That's to me like white privilege. If you of things that you could call white privileges, having a childhood, like last a childhood amount.
Yeah, not only that that Tupac gave that much at that age and Biggie gave that much age, that they experienced that much in life already.
Right,
and they learn how to share that shit.
Not growing up that fast, you got a better shot of having a childhood.
Yes, they grew up fast as shit.
Now it's not automatic. I mean, fucking Will Smith. Will Smith's kids doing just fine with his childhood.
Yeah, because they grew up in a different neighborhood.
But depending on where you grow up, you're more likely to fucking have to be an adult.
In the same neighborhood as Biggie Smalls. He went to the junior high school across the street from my fucking high school. We grew up in the same fucking neighborhood as all these niggas. All these rappers who talk about, hey, shots fired. Nigga, I was right there.
Dude, who had a joke?
Writing jokes.
Instead of songs.
What rhymes with a
buttocks?
Swear
to God, I think it's Alonzo Bowden has a joke that made me laugh about if you hear your neighborhood in a rap song. Like, he didn't know he was from a ghetto.
until
he heard his neighborhood mentioned in a rap song.
I was listening Hell Yeah, Dead Prez, Pimp the System. Yeah. And they mentioned
Chicago.
Nostrand Avenue. I was like walking to my girlfriend's apartment in Bed-Stuy. That's like coffee shops. I'm like, huh. No, you lost. You lost the long game. You got that pizza guy, but you lost the you lost the war. I'm sorry.
The Jay-Z verse in Empire State of Mind. He talks about 550 State Street.
State Street. My high school's right up the block from there.
Dude,
Bishop Lachlan.
Dude, Matt used to live down the street from that.
I remember when Jay used to come out of there. When I came out, he was rapping when I was in school. Used to park his car, come to Lachlan. Used to come to Bishop Lachlan and hit on girls that was going to high school with me.
Well, now
what was this?
Well, now
this was in 88. Like,
when did you graduate high school?
In 91.
91?
Some shit like that.
You're
anyway,
an old fuck.
That's like a lovely place to like be close to.
I'm pretty
to
as
bam
shit, though.
Now.
You are. Don't
look
crack.
At me.
Don't crack.
I'm Will Smith's son in the face, nigga.
Oh, his son has grown into
the
quite
son
a
that he loves, not the
beautiful
other one.
Young woman, has he? What's his son's name again?
Jaden.
Yeah, I used to ghostwrite tweets for him, Jaden Smith. We are all pyramids.
All right, we gotta wrap it up.
What up, Will? We're done.
We're done. As you know, the show goes by fast, buddy.
That's not enough for the show, man.
Yeah, we got to do one love that. We're going to have to start coming in here at 6 o'clock.
Oh, I can't do that.
All right, what are the
shout-outs? So we definitely got to do it, then.
What's our shout out to everyone?
Make sure that you catch me this weekend. I think it might be sold out, but Atlantic City, Harris on Friday, Tracy Morgan, and then Saturday at Harris Cherokee and Asheville, North Carolina.
Probably.
Yeah.
Butter, what's up with you? What do you got
two
going
shows.
On?
Man, gig wise, I'm producing some people right now. I'm working on a lot of projects. But one thing to be on the lookout for is All Star Clinics coming out soon. That's online music education.
Why don't you put together a Race Wars song for us, too?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, why don't you? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, theme song? All right, I got you.
Yeah, my butter.
Cool.
Yeah.
Sounds free, but I'll do it. I guess I found out what podcast is. I asked that in the beginning. What's a podcast?
I don't free. Know. Sounds awfully yeah. free.
That might be the title. It sounds free, but I'll do it.
Well, guess what, Sean?
What's going on?
I'm
going
to be at Just for Laughs Vancouver.
Oh, yeah. Is that time of the year?
It's in British Columbia. Yeah, I guess it is. February 23rd through the 27th. Yeah.
Okay.
And download Louis C.K.'s show, Horace and Pete, that I'm on.
Yes, I shared that on Facebook
wonderful.
A couple times.
Horace and Pete, it's called. And I don't know when episode 3 is coming. And then what do you got, Nick?
Nick?
Well, Nicky Mullins.
I'm on Red Eye on the 4th. And then Moon Tower, April 20th.
What? I'm at Moon Tower.
There you go.
Are we hanging out at Moon Tower?
Sure.
Fuck yes, we are.
What, Moon Tower? It's some dumb white shit. Don't
Bobby DeBoni.
I'm in the city all weekend.
Yes.
Follow me on Twitter.
Yes.
Bob DeBono.
The Bones.
Bong.
Something else is going on. I have an article in the new issue of Playboy that just came out.
Oh.
So if you want to buy it and read it for my article.
Is it shirts or skins?
It's I am not pictured in there, but it's
shirts.
about IUDs.
It's about so, IUDs.
Oh, sorry, nice. Dad. Your daughter fucks.
Yeah. And the title is Go Ahead and Blow It In There.
I want to give a shout. I want to give a shout out to the Windsor crowd, because it was we got 5,000 people up in that casino in Caesars. That's the biggest crowd I ever performed in front of. Wow. So I want to give a big shout out. I signed a lot of shit, went through the casino. So Windsor and the
Where
Harris.
Where was this again, dude?
This was in Windsor, Ontario, right
dude,
across
Canada
from Detroit.
Is fucking, they way into us up there.
It was a bunch of Detroit there and a bunch of Canada there mixed together. I said, this is going to be a great show, a weird orgy.
I've never had a bad show in Canada. I never have one time. Even when
great.
They suck.
Fans are fucking
I had a guy
out
jump
yell
up
race
to fight
wars.
Me one time, and it was still not bad.
The yelling race wars and Opie and Jimmy. And
I know, it's
they,
awkward, isn't
it's
it? With no
awesome.
Context. Kurt Metzger race wars. Like, could you just include the black guy? You don't just say my name. And then race wars, please.
I always get the high five, everybody. Like, you making a difference. Keep up the good work, brother.
All right, we're out, man.
And that's it. It's Race Wars. Next week, we'll see you. Peace.